cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
A rebuke on Iraq.
A whole lot of people here think the president's making a mistake.
Charges filed.
In the 1964 Klan abduction of two black teens.
A fortune in one lucky ticket.
Wow, $254 million. That's our estimate.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It doesn't force him to change his plan, but it puts President Bush on notice there are deep misgivings over escalating the Iraq war. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The day after President Bush asked Congress to let his Iraq plan work, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed a resolution rejecting it, declaring adding more troops is not in the national interest. All Democrats and Republican Chuck Hagel supported it.
And we better be damn sure we know what we're doing, all of us, before we put 22,000 more Americans into that grinder.
Republican Dick Lugar says he too has doubts the president's plan will work, but opposed the non-binding resolution.
This vote will force nothing on the president, but it will confirm to our friends and allies that we are divided.
The full Senate will vote and is expected to pass this next week. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, the Senate today is expected to give the green light to the appointment of General David Petraeus. He's the man President Bush has named as new commander of U.S. forces in Iraq. The campaign to quell the insurgency has taken some U.S. troops near the border with Iran. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has been traveling with one unit of advisors.
At Zerbachia, the Iranian border checkpoint has buildings and a wall lined with barbed wire and lights.
If you take a picture of that side and you take a picture of this side, big difference. That side is much better.
There were also four explosions on the Iranian side during this visit by American advisors.
Yeah, they're just showing off.
American soldiers are working to improve this Iraqi checkpoint, which has no walls or buildings for visitors to pass through, shortages of fuel for the generators to power lights and heating, and a tattered Iraqi flag flying overhead. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, along Iraq's border with Iran.
The Pentagon is expecting an upsurge in the fighting this spring in Afghanistan, and that means more U.S. troops and money will be poured in. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
There's an increasingly tough challenge in Afghanistan.
The attacks at this time of the year are up about 200%.
Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry's bleak assessment means extended combat tours for more than 3,000 U.S. soldiers to take on the Taliban. The administration also plans a huge funding increase for the Afghanistan fight. But one intelligence official tells CBS's David Martin that the ultimate target, Osama bin Laden and other al-Qaeda leaders, apparently hiding in Pakistan, are safer now than they were a year ago. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, it may sound like something out of Star Wars, but the military says it's here and now. It's a ray gun, an active denial system in Pentagon parlance, a non-lethal weapon that fires a beam, making the person who's hit feel like he's on fire. WCTV reporter Roxanna Haynes volunteered to get zapped.
It didn't really hurt, though. Once you're out of the shock area or out of the heat area, you're fine. You're back to normal. But it was really cold outside, so getting that burst of heat kind of felt good for a second.
Production should begin within a few years. An old cold case from the civil rights era has new life. A 71-year-old Mississippi man, a reputed Klan member and former sheriff's deputy, faces arraignment in the deaths of two young African Americans in 1964.
I'm Donna Francavilla in Jackson, Mississippi. James Seal will be charged in the 1964 Klan abduction of two black teens, Henry D. and Charles Moore, beaten and dumped into the Mississippi River. Moore's older brother, Thomas, said when he heard the news, he cried for the first time in 50 years.
And D.'s sister, Mary Bird, says after all these years, the news has helped lift a heavy load from her shoulders.
I felt okay. It seemed like a burden was off of me.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A company contracted by the Denver Election Commission is under fire again after about 3,500 mail-in ballots for the January 30th election were sent to the wrong places, and about 1,200 voters didn't get ballots at all. A spokeswoman for Sequoia Voting System says the city's rush to hold the election this month means only hand-sorted envelopes will be used. Ironically, of course, that election will decide whether to overhaul the Election Commission following all those headaches back in November when an overwhelmed computer system led to long lines at the polling places. Didn't take long for ex-Governor Bill Owens to find a new job. The University of Denver announcing Owens will join that school as a senior fellow in its Institute for Public Policy Studies. He also says he's entering into a partnership, Wheeling and Dealing, and International Real Estate. And a rude awakening this morning for anybody camping out in Yellowstone National Park. 7 earthquakes hit the park in slightly over 10 minutes. None of the tremors serious, though. No reports of any damage. Yellowstone, of course, sits in a giant volcanic caldera. Some experts think one of these days that sucker is going to blow sky high, creating one of the greatest natural disasters in history. Have a good morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. A great time to head out right now. We have a collision-free ride up to speed on both I-25 and I-70. Eastbound 270 just getting a little busy at I-76. Now, we have that melt-off freezing cycle that's going on, so you still want to be careful of black ice. Eastbound 14th still closed between Spear and Delaware for sewer waterline construction. You want to get used to that project. They're going to be there until May. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunshine again, even warmer than yesterday with a high of 54. Right.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve them. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Energy Hog to Team! I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows!
Just like we thought, boss! No insulation in the attic!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House. A house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Wash them. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Do not let this president dig us into a deeper hole than the one we are in now. So Congress must act, and we must do everything possible to stop this surge.
Some wish the resolution would stop it. Chris Dodd of Connecticut.
I will say to you, it's all sorts of ways to stop matters from going forward. The hour has arrived.
Senator Lugar.
This vote will force nothing on the president, but it will confirm to our friends and allies that we are divided and in disarray.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
I
want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
The Osgood File, January 25th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. Sunny today and a high of 50. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John M. and John Turk. Good morning, Mr. M.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Pleasure as always.
Thank you very much. I bring mine into the studio on a wheelbarrow.
All right. We got a lot to talk about this morning. As you know, the Senate is giving George W. Bush trouble over his troop.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away. And all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work, but a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know, the rest of them were... yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, this is bad news. This is bad news. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Lieutenant General Don Carrick. And, and Rush Limbaugh goes racist again. We'll tell you about that, too. And 12-year-old Dakota Fanning is under attack from the religious right over her movie Hound Dog. And she's only 12, what she says to the religious right.
What? Get a life?
It's only a movie. Get over it. She's 12 years old.
She's a bright little girl.
Yeah. 6'6".
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's National toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, the military, of course, are a tremendous group of people. They don't choose where they go. They're told to go by the president, the commander in chief. They go willingly, and they do the best of the job that they can when they're doing it. What the rest of us, though, what the American people, we owe them support for that. But at the same time, we owe some critical thinking about the policies that any administration is implementing, and that's what's going on now. I personally think it's a healthy debate. Our soldiers are doing a great job. Everybody's supporting them, but we need to really think hard about what we're asking them to do. Is what we're asking them to do really achievable, and will it accomplish what we want to accomplish?
Now, do you think the president's plan, Surge, has any chance of success?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we're surging on the wrong thing. We should be surging on providing the Iraqis equipment on the diplomatic front, on the economic front. An extra 20,000 U.S. soldiers, I think, is really insignificant tactically and strategically. The real success will be won by the Iraqi people, and we've got to give them the tools to do it.
That's John M., by the way. Let me let you hear something else that the vice president had to say. Listen to this.
The president took us into this war recklessly. We are now, as a nation, held hostage to the predictable and predicted disarray that has followed. And it's not just Jim Webb. It's some of your good Republican friends in the Senate and the House are now seriously questioning your credibility because of the blunders of the failures. Gordon Smith.
Wolf.
Gordon Smith.
Wolf.
I simply don't accept the premise of your question. I just think it's hogwash.
It's hogwash that they made blunders.
Well, that's we all know. We're basically, most Americans and people who follow this closely understand that there were miscalculations and missteps from the very beginning. And unfortunately, we're dealing with those now. It's one thing to deny them. It's another thing to address them and try to correct them and do a better job. And I think that's what we really need to do. And it's maybe difficult for any administration to hear, but that's what our system is about. I think it's a great system, and I'm pleased that people are speaking up and making them at least consider what they're doing. And hopefully some good will come out of this and within the next year.
What do you think the biggest blunder is the administration made?
Well, I certainly believe it was not providing sufficient forces to hold and rebuild the infrastructure and provide security that would be necessary for the democratic Iraq that everybody says they want to grow from. We just didn't provide that, so we never really provided sustained security. We were unable to hold territory that our military forces took, and as a result, those gaps were filled by bad guys.
And what's the difference between that and the way things were conducted in Bosnia?
Well, Bosnia was very different. Bosnia, we sent in a great number of forces. In fact, probably a larger force than we have in Iraq now. But the three parties, the Croatians, the Serbs, and the Bosnian Muslims, had agreed. And so there was no fighting afterwards. But we had a large number of forces there to oversee an agreement that the three sides had agreed to. What we don't have in Iraq is that political solution that we were able to negotiate with the sides in Bosnia.
All right, one more cut from the vice president. Listen to this.
Just think for a minute. Think for a minute, Wolf, in terms of what policy is being suggested here. What you're recommending, or at least what you seem to believe the right course is to bail out.
I'm just asking questions.
No, you're not asking
questions. Yes, I am. I'm just asking
implicit
that,
in the critics.
That your critics are
implicit in what the critics are suggesting, I think is an obligation to say, well, here's what we need to do. Or we're not going to do anything else. We're going to accept defeat. Defeat is not an answer. We can, in fact, prevail here, and we need to prevail. And the consequences of not doing so are enormous.
All right, they have a habit of casting everything in this kind of a light, like either you accept their plan or you're interested in defeat. But there's got to be some kind of middle ground situation here to try to solve the problem. Is there a middle ground?
Well, I think, you know, it's unfortunate that we see, when we get in difficult situations, we tend to see leadership by fear, which basically tries to tell us all that if we don't follow a particular policy, then we're going to all be failures and we'll have devastating consequences. Listen, our military won a great deal of battles in Vietnam. We lost the war, and we lost the war for a lot of reasons. And that's where we are in Iraq. Our military has done a great job. We're in danger of losing the war, and it's because we haven't had the right political strategy and haven't applied all the resources of our national power. There is a middle ground, and that's what this debate in our country is getting us to, and I think we'll probably see some sort of that start to emerge in the next 6 months or so once we see the results of this initial surge that will hopefully lead to, as I mentioned earlier, a surge in diplomatic activity, a surge in economic activity, and a surge in providing the Iraqi military the equipment they need so that they can be successful.
6:28, 28 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We have on the line General Don Carrick, and we're glad to have him. One last question for you. You know I'd ask this. I think anybody would ask you this based on your experience. If they turned around and said, okay, General, you're in charge, what would you do right now to try to get us out of this terrible situation we're in?
Well, right now I would reverse the surge, which is basically, as I said, is I would start providing the military assistance. I mean, we have not really built the Iraqi government. We provide some training, but we haven't provided them the equipment they need. We haven't really restored the infrastructure to the degree that it needs to be restored. And I would redeploy some of the U.S. forces once we've done that and make sure that they are training and providing the support so that the Iraqi military can control. I mean, the Iraqis know how to do this. We just need to empower them to do it so that they can get it done. And the Iraq that turns out of it may not be the Iraq that we all wanted. But, you know, that's where we are, and we have to deal with it the way it is. It's too late to go back to what we should have done 3 years ago. We can try to do the best we can to make Iraq a stable country that is supportive of U.S. Interests.
All right. I want to give you a plug here. You also contribute to goodharborreport.com, and your writings about Iraq, people can see it there. And just take like 10 or 15 or 20 seconds and describe Good Harbor Report for those who have never visited the website.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's an interesting website that we've pulled together to discuss national security issues. A lot of, in my view, distinguished people who have served the country well over the years contribute. It's a great place to go to, get local news, national news, and see different perspectives on the national security issues, such as Iraq and other matters. So I'd encourage people to go take a look at it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put it in my bookmark, goodharborreport.com. General, thank you for your service to the country, and thank you for getting up this morning and being on the program. Certainly appreciate having you here and hope to be able to talk to you again.
Well, thanks so much. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, General. There's General Don Carrick and his reaction to Dick Cheney's nasty interview yesterday on CNN on the Wolf Blitzer Situation Room, which I don't normally watch, but I put down Barack Obama's new book, which I'm halfway through, I just wanted to see what was going on, if I missed any stories, and there was Cheney. And, man, I think if you go to CNN.com, I think you can go over there and access the video of it. I don't know if they have the whole interview there. Do they have the whole interview there, John? Well, we don't know, but you have to go look. Cheney is really a nasty man.
Yeah.
He's a nasty guy.
Yeah, he just, people have said he's changed, that all those heart attacks and all that stuff, you know, he seems to have altered his personality. And
yeah, it's there. And I'll tell you something, and I intend to get into this a little bit later on in the program. I, for one, am really tired of people, and if there are people on the left who do this too, I'm tired of them too. I'm tired of people like Dick Cheney. I'm tired of people on the right who are extremely nasty, who say things, particularly in the media, who say things in order to stir the pot, to get people to listen, and are extremely nasty without really getting in and debating anything having to do with the critical future of this country. And I got a couple of emails yesterday from some of these folks on the right who took me to task for some comments I made about the darker moments of this country's history. And some of them were very, very nasty. And some of them were like, well, you must hate America. And, you know, that old right-wing canard,
yeah,
that ultra-right-wing canard about, well, you must hate America or you don't support the troops and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's 40 years now. What is it, 40, 45 years after Vietnam, after the 60s? This is 2007. I love this country, and I think we all love this country. And I'm just tired of these people with their smears and their insults. And I just decided yesterday, you know, I'm going to bring this up a lot on the radio. I really am. That I don't care if you're on the left or right, knock it off, because it's not going to get us anyplace, and it just divides us.
Yeah, and you can always tell when they have no rational ammunition in their arsenal. Yeah, that's when they launch into the ad hominem attack.
Yeah, and it's all over the dial, and these people should be held accountable for this. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Dan Restrepo from the Center for American Progress. We're going to talk to him about this resolution, the binding resolution, non-binding rather, and what it means and what the Congress can actually do to stop this insanity of Iraq. And then we've got some other stuff to talk to you about, and we'll take your phone calls, too. It's 6:33, 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, you can IM us, instant message us, or email us at am760.net. And also stream there and download podcasts. Here's Gina with the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far we're in pretty decent shape here in the city. Not a lot to get in your way. A normal congestion, really. Eastbound 270 across Commerce City. The usual stretch from 104th to 84th, southbound 25. I-76 still in good shape, and we're just starting to fill in along our eastbound routes, Boulder Turnpike, I-76th Avenue at Federal. Do have one off-highway wreck at Parker and Peoria approaching 225. Weather today, more sunshine, even warmer than yesterday with a high of 54, right now fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
KeyBank is kicking off the grand opening of their newest branch, conveniently located at 9309 Dorchester Street in the Highlands Ranch Town Center.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points, and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
You to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
6:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now, let me think where this is. This is either in the Denver Post this morning or maybe in the Rocky, but about how, because of the weather, SUVs are making a comeback. And if you're thinking about buying an SUV, if you're thinking about, or maybe, you know, you think to yourself, you know, an SUV is out of the question, but maybe you're thinking about buying a front-wheel drive vehicle. Or an all-wheel drive vehicle. The place to go is Rocky's Autos. Why go to Rocky's? Well, here's the reason why. First of all, it's a proven fact. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, you take a depreciation. Let somebody else suffer that pain, and you go to Rocky's, and you pick up the bargains. Plus, on top of that, Rocky's has the largest selection of clean, late-model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they're matching. They've got over 600 vehicles on the lot. They're matching down incentives going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $1,000. You can go to their website, check them out, rockiesautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see my friend Marv Alshear or Fred Labrato or Gerard Menard or Johnny Mays or any of the folks working out of Rockies. There's over 100 people out there dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. People always come up to me and say, Rockies, and they point to me. Yeah, I'm proud to be associated with them. Mary and I have had great luck with them. We bought a fabulous car out there, and we've actually bought about six or seven cars. I can't really remember or keep track. So get out there and see my friends at Rockies. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know what we need to play this morning? We need to play Social Distortion. Did you see that the bassist with Social Distortion was hit by a truck and killed? Probably most people don't care because they figure, who is Social Distortion? 6:38, 38 minutes after 6. High today, 50, sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, along with John M. Let's talk to Dan Restrepo, my bud from the Center for American Progress, and let's see if we can get a bead here on what's going on in the Senate. Dan, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Morning, Jay. Always good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you on. Okay, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed a 12-9 resolution that dismissed Bush's plans to increase troops in Iraq as not in the national interest. That vote on the non-binding measure was largely along party lines. Of course, there were some Republicans who did offer support for it. One of them is Chuck Hagel, who's got an incredible interview in GQ where he talks about the administration originally wanted an authorization for force to go anywhere in the Middle East, anywhere in the region, not just Iraq. But here's the thing. Other than cutting off money, how is the Senate or the House or both going to stop this guy?
Well, there's a couple of things they're going to do. The first thing is this set of resolutions that you're seeing right now, these non-binding resolutions that express their discontent, to put it nicely, with the direction the president has chosen. You've got the one that was reported out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. Senator Warner, one of the kind of leading Republican voices on foreign policy in the Senate, is sponsoring another one that will probably get nearly 60 votes next week in the Senate, which is saying something, because anything that can get that many votes in the Senate is unique at the moment. You're going to get similar resolutions in the House. The next opportunity people are going to get is you're going to have a supplemental bill, spending bill, come up in February to fund ongoing activities in Iraq. And I think you're going to see a lot of amendments to that legislation, putting a lot of conditions on how the president can use the money and what the president has to certify before he can use the money. I don't think anybody right now is going to go all the way to shutting off the money for the war in its entirety, which, as you pointed out, is kind of the on-off switch that Congress kind of has complete control over because of constitutional questions, where we're operating in a very gray constitutional area in terms of things other than that that Congress can do.
Yeah, some people say that they believe that ultimately this will head to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the courts have traditionally punted on these things. They have there's a judicial doctrine called political question doctrine that is largely when the court says that they don't want to deal with a food fight between the executive branch and the legislative branch. Most political question cases have been on war powers, have been kind of these kinds of fights that come up between the president and Congress. Because of the overlapping powers, Congress has the power of the purse, and the president's the commander-in-chief, and those two things collide a lot. And the courts, for the most part, have avoided picking a side and left it to the political process to solve the question.
Dan Jodham here. I wanted to ask you, do you think Warner's resolution has a better chance of getting through the Senate?
It seems that way at the moment. what happened in yesterday's Senate Foreign Relations Committee, only one Republican voted for the Biden resolution, that was Senator Hagel. Four other senators, Republican senators, Voinovich, Murkowski, Norman, and Lugar, all voiced support for the kind of the idea in the Biden resolution, but they had problems with the wording, they thought it was too partisan, these sorts of things. I would expect all of those folks to vote for the Warner resolution, in that its sponsored original sponsor is a Republican, so it's slightly softer kind of language, but conveys the same message that the Senate thinks that the president's gone off the deep end on this. And my expectation would be, I think there's going to be an attempt to put the two together. I think
that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. Why don't they just merge them?
That's actually what they're trying to do now. There's some question as to whether you actually end up with more votes if you don't merge them. If you still have one that where it's instead of the Democratic leadership putting forward a merged one, that if you have John Warner kind of out there as John Warner, influential Republican figure, that actually that will attract more votes because it will look less partisan. It's kind of the Alice in Wonderland approach that is Washington, D.C. sometimes. So it may be that there may be good kind of small p politics reasons for leaving them separate to maximize the number of votes that a Warner resolution would get.
But they still boil down to the same thing, slapping him. One slaps him on the left side of the face, and the other slaps him on the right side.
Yeah, no, they're both pretty remarkable things for the Congress to say to a president in the middle of a war. And again, if the Warner resolution gets as close to 60 votes as it seems that it would get, again, in this day and age in Washington, finding something that 60 members of the Senate can agree on other than what day of the week it is is a pretty remarkable thing.
6:43, it's 43 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking with Dan Restrepo.
Yeah.
From the Center for American Progress. Sorry about that, Dan. I just spaced that off for a second because I was thinking about this, and I want to get your reaction to it. And I don't think most people have read this because I don't think most people take GQ. I'm certainly no clothes horse, and I definitely don't, but I heard about this. There's an interview in there with Chuck Hagel. Chuck Hagel says that the original authorization, the original document, first of all, that the administration felt that they didn't need any authorization to go to Iraq. Then when Chuck Hagel called Andy Card and said, and also said to Condoleezza Rice and also to Colin Powell, yes, you do, and constitutionally you have to, and you don't have any grounds to stand on. Then they sent this document over that didn't specify Iraq. It said they could go anywhere in the region. Anywhere in the region. Can you believe that?
With these folks, yeah, I can believe it. And knowing people who worked on the resolution on the Hill at the time, that's completely consistent with what I had heard at the time, that, again, the Bush administration, President Bush and the Vice President, have a very expansive view of their own powers. They had the view that they didn't need to come there in the first place, and then they wanted carte blanche. They were on a mission, if you would, to transform the Middle East. I mean, we got to remember that we go back. The kind of the justifications for this war have been so many; it's hard to keep track at this point.
Really? Yeah.
But there was this almost messianic version of the inspiration behind the war to radically transform the Middle East into the land of democracy, an idea that the president still seems to cling to, as evidenced by his speech a couple weeks ago. And yeah, they wanted it all, and that's how they've treated this whole thing, without kind of thinking through the implications of what that means. And at the end of the day, the model that Senator Hagel explains as to how the scaled-back original use of force resolution was passed, I think is a roadmap to how this war is going to come to an end, is that at some point, perhaps not in the all that distant future, the leading, most influential Republican members, probably of the Senate, are going to have to go up to the president. You're going to go to the White House very quietly and say, "You got it. We can't do this anymore." And it's going to be the John Warners and the Chuck Hagels, and maybe even the Senator McConnell. It's going to get to a point, particularly if this surge leads to a significant surge in U.S. casualties, which is almost undoubtedly going to do, it's going to get it to a completely unsustainable political point for the Republican Party in particular.
Yeah, because there's 18 senators to face re-election in 08.
Right. And the bottom is going to fall out even further on popular support for the war. And we may be only a few months away from that. And it's at that point that I think you're going to see kind of that quiet move, similar to what Hagel did to get the resolution to a more reasonable point to begin with, and or you're going to see Congress in a position to finally go to the on-off switch that we talked about earlier and say, okay, we've tried this the nice way. We've tried telling you made a mistake. We've tried conditioning the money. You're not listening. The only way we can do this, the only way we can protect U.S. national security interests at this point is to turn off your money.
I guess one of the big questions is whether or not Bush is capable of actually listening at this stage of the game.
He certainly appears to be kind of one man taking a stand against reality. His State of the Union was that, and it's hard to know if he's capable of kind of getting to that point. I think everyone hopes that he is capable of getting to that point, and that we don't end up in some sort of constitutional showdown. That is also one of the other reasons I think people are avoiding going to things that are constitutionally kind of suspect or in that gray area, because you could pass something that's constitutionally in the gray area, the president could veto it, and then instead of having a debate about what the U.S. should be doing in Iraq and in the global war on terrorism, we'd be having a debate about constitutional powers of the Congress and the president, distracting from the actual issue of the day. So I think that's another reason that the leadership in Congress is taking the approach that they are, to keep the focus on the president's misguided policy in the region, with the hopes that the light will go off at some point and he'll realize it's time to come home.
Yeah, I don't want to be nasty, but when I read that thing with Hagel, when I read that interview, there's a part of me that wants to say, and it's probably not civil discourse, but there's a part of me that wants to say, these people are mad. They're crazy. Because that's a pipe dream to believe that you could do that. That you could go to Iraq, that would be stop number one. Then you could go over to Tehran, and that'd be stop number two. And then God knows where else you could go. And that, I mean, it's just a pipe dream. You know, last thing I want to say to you is, you were involved in the Florida Democratic Party. You were an attorney for the Florida Democratic Party during the 2000 election recount. You know, I was thinking about this last night. I don't know if this has any bearing, meaning, or anything about anything. But when Richard Nixon ran against George McGovern, McGovern had trouble with Thomas Eagleton and that whole thing about shock therapy, which in this day and age, nobody would think anything of. And so, you know, he goes and gets Sergeant Shriver, and he's got that problem going. Plus, on top of that, Nixon has got Donald Cerghetti out there and a bunch of other people playing tricks. And the election, the whole election that year, was hinky and screwed up. And we ended up getting Richard Nixon, and Richard Nixon ended up getting himself in trouble. Now you move forward and go to 2000, where you have a questionable election because of the results in Florida, and we end up getting George W. Bush, and now here we are sitting here in 2007, and this president is headed for trouble. What is the deal with that?
I think there's a common denominator here, and his name is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, who served ultimately as Gerald Ford's chief of staff at a time when you had a very weakened presidency, and Dick Cheney was scarred by that. And he vowed that that would never happen again, that you would never have a presidency that was that robbed of power, if you will. And we're seeing the revenge of that. We're seeing from the day they were named president and vice president of the United States by the United States Supreme Court, they've taken a very absolutist approach to dealing with everything. And they've acted as if they had this overwhelming mandate. As things have deteriorated to the point that the president has an approval rating of about 34%, and more Americans believe in UFOs than think Dick Cheney's doing a good job. So you have this kind of absolutist view of the presidency that isolates them from reality. And yeah. So I think the real common denominator is that kind of formative experience that Dick Cheney went through with the collapse of the Nixon presidency and the Ford presidency. And this is, in a lot of ways, the revenge of that, unfortunately.
And he's such a nasty guy, too.
He certainly displayed a pretty nasty streak yesterday that interview with Wolf Blitzer.
And you know the thing that bothered me about that interview is, why didn't Blitzer go after him? Why didn't Blitzer say, well, wait a minute, you know, you make these statements about Maliki, okay, what about this? What about the fact that last time Maliki stopped us from getting out? From getting solder, that he stopped us from the very beginning from getting solder, that these kinds of things went on, that solder politically supports Maliki and keeps him in office. Why didn't Blitzer go after him? Blitzer just let him slip away.
Yeah, I'm not, obviously can't speak on his behalf. There's so many things that you could go after him. It may be kind of a dizzying set of opportunities, and he couldn't figure out which one to choose from. The strategic dissonance in Iraq today is remarkable. We talk about Iran being, the president talks about Iran being the major enemy in the region at this point, yet we're supporting a government that's essentially a client of Iran.
Yeah, exactly.
The strategic dissonance in Iraq at this moment is mind-numbing.
So it's just unbelievable. All right, Dan, we got to run. We're out of time. I could keep you on here for 4 hours. Thank you. I appreciate you being on and look forward to talking to you again.
Always good to be with you.
All right. Thanks, Dan. There's Dan Restrepo from the Center for American Progress.
So I guess we could say these people are messianic, they're obsessional, they're delusional. That seems to fit the definition of insanity.
I just don't know where they're at. I mean, I don't know. What does it take? You know, what does it take to, like, finally wake up one day and go, I guess I wasn't right? And the idea that you're going to remake everything at the point of a gun, I mean,
it's scary.
Conservatives and Republicans ought to be alarmed at this, too. 652, I mean, name me a prominent conservative like Barry Goldwater or Edmund Burke or any of those people who ever endorsed the idea of nation building. 53 minutes past.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Minutes. Rapid tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 56 minutes past the hour. High today 50. Sunny skies. Who is this? Oh, Social Distortion. See, I just read it this morning that the bassist of this group was killed, or the former bassist, by a truck. But I wasn't real familiar with their music, so that's why I didn't know who this was. Thank you, John Turk, for digging up some Social Distortion. Okay, here's an instant message from AM760.net. Jay, I don't give a rat's spit about Bush's legacy. Since there's $8 billion of money that can't be found, lost by Bremer's cronies, I suggest they find it and use it for the reconstruction of Iraq, arms, etc. Quit building the Taj Mahal embassy. Tell legislators, which I have, to introduce legislation to build the oil companies, at least the American ones, for security services. This is a war for them. And I think partially it is a war for them, but I also think partially it is the idea that these guys were going to remake the Middle East, that they were going to go in there and that they were going to do it. All right, coming up next, and I'm going to leave it up to you to judge. I'm going to weigh in on it, but I'm going to leave it up to you to judge. Rush Limbaugh, once again, turns to the dark side and plays the race card. And this time, it's against Barack Obama and Halle Berry. And that's coming up next. We'll play it for you, and then we'll take your comments. Stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent help. one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Have you driven a Ford lately? Well, not enough people have, and Ford is reporting the biggest one-year loss in its history, just under $13 billion. CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us where that money went.
Nearly $10 billion of that was money spent on Ford's turnaround plan. J.D. Power analyst Jeff Huster says the company was also hurt by weaker sales.
You know, it really caps off a very tough and year for Ford where we saw the domestic brand struggling here in North America.
Schuster says long-term Ford will recover, but as a smaller company. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A 71-year-old former deputy sheriff accused of a long-forgotten crime from the civil rights era is facing arraignment about 2 hours from now in Jackson, Mississippi. John Seal is charged with kidnapping in connection with the beating deaths of two black teenagers. Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I think it's really important that these cases are coming to this kind of conclusion. At the end of the day, we really have to sort of deal with these past cases, with our collective past as a nation, before we can really move on into the future.
A resolution against the Iraq troop buildup has cleared the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and with some fine-tuning, it could win Senate approval, too. But the Senate may have no appetite to go beyond that and cut off funding for the troops.
It's sort of political suicide, if you will, because nobody's going to cut off funding when you have troops serving over in Iraq. You'd cut off their armor, their ammunition, what they need to protect themselves when they're over there.
Politico.com executive editor Jim Vandehye. Well, the Tooth Fairy gives and the Tooth Fairy takes away. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
And the Tooth Fairy may want to hang on to that baby tooth if it was extracted and didn't fall out on its own.
Usually just thrown out. It's a very rich repository in yet another source of stem cells that have potential medical applications.
Dr. David Maslyevich at the Cryogenic Center outside Boston will freeze these teeth for a price so the stem cells can be used later, perhaps to grow new nerves, bones, or teeth. Frank?
A forecast climate scientist will release next week has a sobering forecast on the potential impact of global warming. CBS's Mark Phillips got a preview.
The panel now feels the science is there to make confident predictions. More warmer days and fewer cold ones, virtually certain. More heat waves, very likely. Increasingly intense tropical storms and hurricanes, likely. Higher sea levels, likely. All driven by discernible human influences.
You may not have to be a rocket scientist to invent a great cereal, but the late Lester Borchardt was. Borchardt used his training as a physicist to perfect the technology behind one of America's favorite cereals.
You know, your oats, you two will go for the Power O's Cheerios.
The St. Paul Pioneer Press says Borchardt died the other day. He was 99. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. That's because he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Hey, I'm here with the Tuttles from TLC's American Chopper.
Hey, this is Mike.
Paul Sr.
Paul Jr.
So, hey, Polly, I hear you're gearing up for a new season now on TLC, the Learning Channel.
What was, and
he
what
asked is. Me a question.
Why do you do stupid things
hey,
like that?
Can you tell me about the new network, TLC?
Hey, I know. Who doesn't?
What about the new shop?
I think you're delusional.
You're an idiot.
And I'd like to thank everybody.
Okay. Hey, all right, guys, thanks for coming in. Hey, everybody, don't forget, American Chopper, all new episode tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on TLC.
Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Our Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar says he supports that Democratic resolution and the Republican version denouncing President Bush's plans to send another 21,500 troops to Iraq. The Dem says he'll work toward a single bipartisan resolution. Colorado's two senior Democrats in the House now hold key positions on committees. Diana DeGette is vice chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Mark Udall is chair of the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee. In his role, Udall will help oversee NASA and priorities for space research. DeGette will have a say on her committee's agenda. Former Denver Broncos defensive back Tyrone Braxton won't be serving any jail time, but he's got to complete a drug and booze evaluation and 48 hours of public service following an arrest on drug charges. He pled guilty yesterday to coke and pot possession. And Montrose Republican State Representative Ray Rose says he's worried about his own safety. He says his opponent in last year's election has been following him around the state capitol. He says he's asked state patrol officers who police the building to keep an eye on Democrat Brian Ahern, who Rose says has proven to be a violent person. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, those eastbound arteries really starting to get busy now. I-70 out of Wheat Ridge, Boulder Turnpike near I-25 Merge, and eastbound 6th, where we have our first major snag of the morning near Bryant. That's a crash. You can expect those backups to extend to Sheridan. Also had a crash at Parker and Peoria that was being cleared, and we've got a lot of smoke in the air visible east of I-76 due to a structure fire in that area. Weather today, sunshine again, even warmer than yesterday with a high of 54. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford help you out with that snow and ice. Right now, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. That's right. For a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Son, we're only talking about an inch or inch and a half, I think, at this point.
Yeah, but that's an inch and a half too much. Please, give us a break. But sunny today and a high of 50, and it's going to be sunny tomorrow, too, so hopefully some of this will go away.
That may give me time to get the rest of my 75-yard driveway shoveled out, so I can.
Yeah, there are some people who still, you can see it on the side streets in Denver. There are some people who still, their cars are still stuck, trapped, or covered, and they just have given up. So I'm like, they're not going to do anything about it.
I'm not giving up. I told my wife, I said, I'm determined by Friday afternoon, I'm going to be able to get my car down the driveway.
So don't shovel yourself into a heart attack.
No, I was only out there for a couple hours.
But you hire somebody to just come over with one of those deals and blow it all out of there, and you're done.
Because it's ice. You can't blow the ice out.
Or scrape it out or something.
Dig it out. Somebody was telling me about ATVs. You can rent ATVs with a snow shovel plow.
Yeah, probably, but you can go rent an ATV. I'd kill myself on one of
those. That's what I'm afraid of.
Somebody who knows how to operate one.
I'm better off shoveling and fearing a heart attack than rolling over.
No, nobody's better than shoveling and fearing a heart attack. Yeah. And I remember living in Chicago in the wintertime. They would always have people who would drop dead.
Well, that's always that's a heavy, wet snow up there. The snow out here is a little bit lighter, I think.
Okay.
At least I'm trying to convince myself of that.
Okay, old man. When was the last time you underwent a complete physical?
A year ago.
Oh, okay. And what'd they say?
I'm good shape.
Even though you eat at fast food places?
Once a month I eat at Taco Bell.
Okay. Hardening my arteries. All right. The reason I'm fooling around with John here is because I really don't know how to get into this. I don't really know how to set this up. Other than to tell you that I've been thinking about this stuff for the last couple of days, and then really in reality I've been thinking about it for a long time, and we've talked about it before. And there are going to be people in the world, there are going to be people out there that you're not going to agree with, that none of us, we're just not going to agree on certain things. I mean, no matter how much hard we try, it's not going to happen. But it doesn't necessarily mean that people who disagree with you are bad people. But there is an air of nastiness. And, well, I guess that's the best way to put it. There's an air of nastiness when it comes to political discourse in this country. Yeah. And I know we have people on the left who do it. I'm not saying that we don't. But it seems to me that the whole right wing.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
When I do it, everything goes dark. And I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
To be able to debate each other and learn how to be able to get into arguments and discussions without hitting each other. Now, everybody gets passionate and raises their voice. I certainly do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, these folks are making money at it. Now, there used to be a time when I used to engage in the same behavior. And I did it because it was a part of my personality and also because I knew that it got listeners and it made me money. I used to do, and you worked in Florida radio, I used to do what used to be very, very combative talk. I did it here on another station in the market. I did it in Chicago. I did it in Tampa.
The type of stuff where you tell the listeners, you know, like, go gargle with the
radio. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. And I used to be extreme. And when you get on the air and it wasn't enough that you wouldn't agree, say, for instance, with a Republican or a conservative. You would get on the air and you'd be nasty. Yeah. And I think all of us, I think it's human nature for all of us to sit back and say, well, that guy's an idiot or he's mad or he's crazy. And we all have thoughts about this about people. We really do. That's human nature. And we're all going to step over the line because nobody's perfect. And we're all going to do it. Okay, so I'm not trying to hold anybody to any kind of standard that, you know, that I'm not going to adhere to or try to adhere to, and I try to do my best, and I think we all try to do it. But these people do not try to do their best. They don't. Now, Rush Limbaugh, this used to be Rush's deal when he first started out. People weren't sure if he were serious or not, if he was a serious conservative.
Yeah.
And they used to laugh, and they used to think he was kind of funny. They used to think he was funny, and they used to, you know, they used to think about all that stuff about him. And some of the stuff that he did was pretty clever, even though it was not, you know, you didn't agree with it. But he's kind of degenerated into, like the rest of these folks, just kind of a nasty name caller Anytime he gets any attention, it's because he comes across as being a bigoted, racist, narrow-minded type of guy. Now, here's an example of what I'm talking about. This is his latest deal, where you've got Barack Obama out there, who's going to declare that he's going to run for the presidency, and he's going to do it in February. Rather than say, okay, I read Barack Obama's book. Here's where I don't agree with him. Here's where I don't agree with his legislative record. Here's where I don't agree with what he says. He doesn't do that. What he does is he turns and he gets racist about the guy, and it's accepted. I mean, nobody says anything about this. Nobody says word one, and it just goes. It just goes out there. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm oversensitive, and maybe I'm wrong. Listen to this clip of Rush Limbaugh and tell me what you think. Let's roll this.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans. Obama's. He didn't say it, but I mean, anyway, there are those greetings.
Why does he call Halle Berry and Barack Obama Africans?
Yeah.
See, this guy sits in a privileged position in the fact that he's white. Is this acceptable behavior? This is not, in my mind, this is not acceptable behavior.
Well, of course, we remember the trouble he got in with those racist comments he made about Donovan McNabb.
But did he ever really get in any trouble? Did he lose his gig? He's lost his gig on TV. But his radio show continues to keep going on. It does very well in the ratings. It does better than this show. It does better than any other show. And people continue to keep listening to him. And, like, is that an acceptable standard in America in 2007 to label somebody a Hafrican?
No.
Why do we tolerate this kind of stuff? Why do people on the right think this is okay and that they don't say anything about it? Well, why? Why are they silent about that? Why don't they say anything? Why don't they step forward and go, wait a minute. What is Halle Berry's ethnicity or Barack Obama's ethnicity got to do with anything about them? Now, this is not the first time he's done this. Here's another example of Limbaugh on Barack.
One more thing about Barack Obama here. He says that New Orleans football season is all but over in a... I don't know if he realizes how insensitive his comment here that the Saints are going nowhere in the playoffs against his Chicago Bears really is. This is a man who wants to be president. He's no longer an alderman, a state senator, or a United States senator from Illinois. He's a citizen of the world. And as such, you have to understand in his position what the United States Saints mean. They are not just the New Orleans Saints. As Greg Easterbrook calls them, they are the United States Saints. And they are playing not for championships. They are not playing for personal reward. They are playing to save and rebuild a city, not only infrastructurally, but in terms of the self-esteem. And for Barack Obama, he's a half minority, to come out there and not identify with and bond with the suffering victims still scattered all over the fruited plain as a result of the unfair attack by Hurricane Katrina orchestrated by Bush, Cheney, Halliburton, and FEMA. For him to callously just discard the Saints, knowing full well what they represent to the Democrat Party because of their ties to New Orleans and Katrina, shows an unsophisticated lack of understanding of just what his responsibility is as a Democrat presidential candidate.
What? This guy must be on the pipe.
He's a raving lunatic.
Well, he must be on the pipe. I mean, first of all, Barack Obama was never an alderman. Second of all, that would be like Wayne Allard or Ken Salazar saying, you know, not rooting for the Broncos. I mean, he's a senator from Illinois. So why wouldn't he root for the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
Of course, he lives in Chicago. He lives on the Chicago South Side. So why wouldn't he root for the Bears? And the rest of it is just all gibberish. I mean, it's just all you know, garbage. And what he's doing is he's making light of the Katrina situation, and he's making light of the fact that the administration dropped the ball. And if he had serious questions about Katrina, why doesn't he ask his the leader of his party, who is in control of all this, who went down to Jackson Square and made these comments under the Klieg lights that he was going to rebuild the joint, and he was going to rebuild the place, and nothing happened. And there, once again, he gets into this thing about Barack Obama is a half minority. What difference does that make?
Nothing.
And
none.
It just astounds me that this guy survives, that he continues to survive with this and with the fact that he got popped for drugs, for prescription, you know, for the whole prescription thing, and it continues to just, you know, go on. And he thinks he's being sarcastic, and he thinks he's being funny, and he thinks he's poking jokes. But the fact is that even if you take all the rest of it out of there, why the comment about Barack Obama being a half minority?
Plus, there's no logic. There's no logical train of thought in what he's saying. You know, that stuff he was on, that stuff he was doing, that is one of the heaviest drugs you
can do. Oh, Oxycontin?
Yeah, and I think he suffered brain damage from it.
Well, he was like that before, but it's like he's not funny anymore.
No.
What he is he's just kind of disgusting. And he's not the only one who sits over there and does that. It goes on all over the country.
Well, look at O'Reilly.
Well, there's your friend Melody Morgan.
Oh, don't call her my friend anymore.
You know, there are people on other radio stations here in town. I mean, this stuff goes on, and it's like, why... It's like there's no standards, and why is this tolerated? And I'm not talking about, you know, trying to enforce political correctness or any of that kind of stuff. I'm talking about respect for human beings, and if we want to truly have a debate about the future of the country, why don't we stick to the facts instead of, you know, calling people Africans and getting away with that? And maybe I'm the only person who feels this way, and maybe I'm making a big deal about it. 303-713-7600. And I got three open lines, and I honestly would like to hear your opinions about this. I'd like to hear your views. Even if you support this guy and just happen to be, you know, dropping in on us, I'd still like to hear what you have to say about this and whether you think that that's okay and that that's good behavior. What happens if a talk show host who is either a centrist or is liberal or on the left gets on and starts talking? You know, we're to go after somebody's ethnicity like they were Italian or if their religion or whatever the case may be, and did it in a nasty way, I don't think people would tolerate it, and you'd probably lose your job.
But we don't do things like that.
Well, I mean, we try not to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I've never done it, but it's like, I disagree with Tom Tancredo, but I don't go after him because he's Italian.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just don't get it, and I don't understand why the right thinks that this is like the right way to go, and why they might think that this is beneficial for the country. All right, stick around, John. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, guess how much weight I've lost? Go to AM760.net.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com. Today.
Hey, are you ready to take control in 2007? Well, I got a feeling there are some resolutions out there that are saying you'll just do that. Hey, you'll do just that. I mean, you talk about taking control of your diet or your career or your relationship or just numerous things out there. Well, how about this? It's time to take control of your sleep. That's right, your sleep. And this is actually possible with the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Mary and I have done this, and we have this bed, and it's fabulous. And how you sleep can affect, like, a lot of other things in your life. Your ability to learn, concentration, effectiveness at work. Good sleep is even been linked to more successful weight loss. It fights depression. And as I've said before, ask doctors, ask your doctor, ask your primary care physician. Sleeping helps your body heal. It really does. So the key to getting a good night's sleep is creating a sleep environment that's just right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or a one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress with your sleep every night. I mean, it's easy. With the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, you simply set your sleep number, and your own mattress will be as firm or as soft as you want it, putting you back in control of your own comfort. We sleep so comfortably on a Sleep Number bed. And as I've said the last couple of days, I'm playing around with my numbers because of my weight loss, so it's kind of fun to see what's going on here. And it used to be 80, and I'm adjusting it back and forth. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial. They've been named Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So start this New Year's right. Get a better sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today. Find out about their deal with Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health club chain in America. There are Sleep Number stores, there are Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range. They're located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand-new locations of Southlands Mall and Northfield Stapleton.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
It's a cold and hazy December morning in 1961. Just outside of Greeley, a school bus with 36 children rolls past the rural farmlands. At a diagonal train crossing, the bus slows, then stops. The 23-year-old bus driver looked back, this time through frosted windows, then pulls forward. From seemingly nowhere, a train, running behind schedule, slams into the side of the bus, tearing it in half. It was a typical morning, tragically shattered in an instant. Read the true story of the crossing in the Rocky Mountain News, an exclusive 33-day series that tells of Colorado's worst traffic accident, the 16 surviving children, the driver, and how this tragedy altered their lives forever. Read the crossing and discover the Rockies' unmatched ability to tell the stories that affect the people of Colorado. Subscribe now for as little as a dollar a week by calling 303-892-NEWS or at RockyMountainNews.com. The Rocky Mountain News, closer to home.
AM 760.
It's not about you. It's about the country, the system of checks and balances, protecting people's rights.
Everybody knows that it's not true.
I'm not going to be a lackey for anybody.
You don't hear no sounds as you hear the dig.
It's the big story of the morning, and it's your chance to sound off on what you saw, and give your views.
See if it paints a picture for you.
You know? Got a lot to talk about.
The American people have spoken.
Glad we've made some progress.
Yeah. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans, Obama's. He didn't say it, but anyway, there are those greetings.
You know, it makes me sad. It makes me sad that I'm part of the media that permits this, that puts up with it, that makes money off of it, and it makes me feel like, thank God, my radio career is tailing out and coming to an end now. 727, 27 minutes after 7, here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, and you can instant message me at am760.net. Let's go to the phones about Limbaugh and his African comments and about the right and why they're so angry and why they are such nasty people. And I'm not saying all of them are, but the ones in the media, the talking heads and the people like Limbaugh and Savage, and then there's, you know, other guys that I could name here locally that spread lies, smears, and get engaged in all this kind of stuff. Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. John, nice to talk to you, too. Hey, listen. Okay. Let's get down to the basics and excuse the analogy of calling a spade, but let's say what this is really all about. The word Africa is another way of them using the N-word. Things as far as, I mean, let's face it, he's based in Georgia, all right? He's in his base down there.
He's in Florida, actually, is where he is.
Okay. He's in his base down there to where it is still deeply rooted in the fact that they do not like African Americans, and they still feel, and I feel it's kind of all Republicans do, and it's evident. I mean,
Kevin, yeah, but wait a minute. I got to stop you. I don't think all Republicans feel that way. I don't think all conservatives feel that way. But I think that the vanguard of what represents them in the media certainly acts that way. And it's only, you know, it's up to them and the rest of us to stand up and go, wait a minute, that's not acceptable behavior.
But until we do, okay, here's the situation. I'm a truck driver. You get out here on the road on Channel 19, all right? Most of these drivers that you hear out here that are independent use the N-word left and right, and actually the hate just spews through this radio out here on my two-way radio.
No, that's sad.
All right? And, I mean, it is so clearly evident, and you know where they're from. They're all from the South, and they specifically go out there, and they just use that word all the time. And they don't care. They're trying to keep this ideal of ownership as far as slavery is concerned in their core beliefs, because they really feel that they own some way the people around them. They don't care about, I mean, the worst thing that ever happened to them was the civil rights movement in the world, because they are losing their grip on white America, that white Christian right hand, and I won't call it far right. In all honesty, that's not far from the mainstream of the people that you hear out here on this road. It's terrible. And you're not going to get around it until you get these people to have some kind of acceptance in the world of the people around them.
Are they? Does it emanate from the fact that they're threatened and they're fearful?
Absolutely.
They're scared of people getting their, you know, taking their jobs or...
Absolutely. It's just clearly evident that the people that you hear is not, like I said, the far right. That's their base, okay? And that's the way it's always been to them. This civil rights movement for them has been the worst thing to ever happen to them, because they feel, in all honesty, that they want to go back to this ownership society. And they talk about the ownership society today. What they truly mean is they would like to see slavery back again. You look at Mr. Makaka himself, unfortunately, with the rebel flag and everything. You get out here, and it's clearly evident on trucks out here that have the rebel flag on the front of their grill. You know where these people come from, and it's terrible. And you hear them on the radio and hear them talking and spew this crap that they do. And they've got their buddies that they run with, and forget it. You're not going to change their mind. This whole thing about the racism that we have in our country is going to be generational, not for one, two, but three or four generations. They're bringing their kids up that way, too. They're bringing their kids up to hate black and Mexican. All right? They do it without any regard to anyone around them, and it's terrible. All right? And when you have to listen to it out here on the radio, and you have to listen to Rush Limbaugh using that word African, everybody knows that he really would like to use the N-word instead. All right? But he can't, because he knows for him it's going a little too far, and he'd get thrown off the air. But everyone knows when he uses the word African, they know what he's saying. They know exactly what he's saying. And that's his base, and they love him for it. And the people around him are going to be that way all the time. Until you wipe these people off the radio with situations like that, and these icons that these people listen to every day to them, you know, who they think they're God and that their word is God, I mean, come on. I wish people, in all honesty, and I really hate to say it, and it sounds strange, but we're going to have our own confrontation here in our own country.
No, I don't think that'll ever happen. No. I don't think that'll happen, because we have rules and laws, and I don't think that they're in the majority, and I don't agree with you about their kids. I think their kids are coming up a different way, because their kids have more access to information and culture than their parents did, and than their parents' parents did. And I really don't believe that. But I think that if we're going to step forward and if we're going to ask for accountability on the part of the media, for all kinds of things, including the information that they report and the programs that they put on, because technically the airwaves are supposed to, even though they don't, they're supposed to belong to the public. I think there's also the idea that you ask for accountability in things like what Limbaugh is doing here. He should be more than free to express his opinion about policy, be it foreign or domestic, or anything else he wants to talk about. But to attack people for their ethnicity, to me, is irresponsible, and it's anti-American. And you know what? They're always talking about moral values. It's also not a correct moral value, and I don't understand why people tolerate it. Dave, thanks, and truck easy. I appreciate
it. Okay, man. We'll see you.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's a moral value.
Yeah, and I agree with you. That was a good call, but I think he's overly pessimistic. Every survey taken in the last decade shows that young people are increasingly less racist, less homophobic. And, you know, it's a good sign for the future of America, I think, that the young people are coming up with less intolerance, I think.
All right, we're going to get some traffic, but I want to ask you, because I've never asked you this on the air, I want to ask your opinion about why you think those folks, particularly the talking heads on the right, are so angry and nasty. Think about that, and we'll come back. I got a line open at 303-713-7600, 735, 35 minutes past the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, for your commute on the south side, C-470 really stacked up now on those eastbound lanes, Broadway to University. Also on our westbound lane, C-470 near Soda Lake, we've had a crash, so expect slowing between Bowles and Morrison. Still a pretty amazing ride getting into the tech center on both 225 and the interstate. Right now, no other major collision hotspots for you. Weather today, sunshine again, even warmer than yesterday with a high of 54. Right now, fair and 28 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a brand-new out-of-the-box 2007 Ford F-150 for just $13,900. That's right. Get a brand-new F-150 for just $13,900. They sell them for less every day.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
You know, I've had lunch together. We've hung out, and also his partner, Scott. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, wrongful death, auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. And Mary and I went through a medical malpractice, and it's so important, the attorney you choose. So call Mike Turner today, 303-300-1661.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Ultimate Electronics. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
It's playoff time. Come into Ultimate Electronics now and get your Sony HD TV today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor.
If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, it didn't take long for this. After only two episodes, producers at CBS, the TV show Survivor, you know, they segregated all those tribes by race and by ethnicity. But after only two episodes, the segregation has ended. They have merged the black, white, Asian, and Latino tribes into two mixed-race gangs. There can only be one reason for this, ladies and gentlemen. That is, the white tribe had to be winning. And were it not for that, there would be none of this mixed gang business going on after only two episodes.
I mean, that's just sad. 7:39, 39 minutes past the hour. Good morning. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 50, sunny. We're talking about Limbaugh. And I wish I had, and we do, we just didn't get them together, examples of other right-wing talking heads. All right, before I go back to the phones, John M., why do you think they are the way they are? Obviously, one of the motivators is listeners and money, ratings and money.
Yeah, that's obvious.
But what? But why? Why do they conduct themselves that way?
Some kind of psychological mechanism. I'm always quick to delve into the mind, figure there's something, there's a screw loose up there somewhere that, you know, they tend to be selfish in their personal habits, and their view toward the world is one that is self-centered. And I think there's a certain degree of xenophobia, perhaps. The outsider, the different one, is to be shunned.
No belief that there's any investment in each other as human beings.
No. Everything is, you know, there's a certain psychopathy, I think, involved in.
I'd love to talk to a psychiatrist about this.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vince in Westminster. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Oh, we're hanging in, my friend. First off, as a father of four children who are of mixed race, and generally I probably use the term mulatto when raising the first three, who are all now grown, and I have a six-year-old who is mixed race, half black, half white. It angers me to hear the term. Some years ago when I was in high school, and I'm 51 now, but I can remember going to school with a young lady who was of mixed race. Actually, we were on a date, and I didn't know any better, and I called her, you know, talking to her and mentioned the word half-breed. And she quickly came down on me, which, and rightfully so, and said, I'm not a horse. And so right off the bat, teach me. What is the terminology? And she used the word mulatto, and so I began using it from that point on. What gets me about the Rush Limbaughs and the people like him, they know who they're talking to. When you look at the Republican Party and who is the majority that make up the Republican Party, and thank God that the majority of this country, this is the only good thing about not as many people or the majority of the population not participating, is because you know that they don't probably hold those beliefs. People who hold strong beliefs are the ones that really tend to then come and vote and do those things and participate in the system one way or another. So it gives me hope that way. But you look at their makeup, and then the majority of them are white males. I happened to be at a meeting at one point, and I asked this group, and it's a labor organization, but at any rate, I asked the group, why do we vote against our own purse strings? Because it doesn't make sense to me, and 40% of this particular organization is, they do vote Republican. And they just didn't understand what could take you there. Because you can't convince me it's their fiscal and economic view. I mean, it's clear as day they don't care about your jobs here in America. They'll send them out, and I'm talking about the leadership and all of that.
Well, I still don't believe, and maybe I'm wrong, But I refuse to believe that the majority of people who consider themselves to be conservatives, that the majority of them are racist, that the majority of them are bigoted, that the majority of them look at things that way. I just can't. I mean, I don't know how in 2007 you can use terms like African. And I'll tell you something. I get emails from people, particularly when I talk about Muslims on the air, I'll get emails from people, why don't they come forward and why don't we hear more about them denouncing terrorism, even though they do and it doesn't get news coverage. I mean, Muslims in America do it. And, you know, the woman from CARE said the other day, go to our website, there's tons of that stuff on there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know why conservatives don't stand up and denounce this kind of behavior and denounce all this name-calling and nastiness. If they really want to have a debate about where we're supposed to go, and we're never going to get anywhere unless we have some kind of, achieve some kind of middle ground, that why don't they get on the, why don't they stand up against this stuff?
Well, I don't, I agree with you, and I mean, and again, this is hope against hope. I agree with you that even when I'm, the group that I'm even talking about, I got a ton of them are our friends, and in every other way, to me, really show that they're not. But at the same time, they'll vote against their own pocket.
Well, that's a separate, yeah, but that's a separate issue. Because, let me tell you why that's a separate issue. Because you can take two people, and one has a conservative view of economics, and the other one, or economics and government, and another one has a liberal view of economics and government, but they can sit down in the same room, have a rational discussion, play intellectual ping pong, battle back and forth. They can do all of that stuff without one turning the other and going, oh, well, I figured you would say that because you're a African. You know, well, I figured you'd say that because you're a, you know, you're a white Protestant. I mean, it's like, bang. I mean, why do they get into this stuff? And once again, conservatives, why don't you stand up and say something about it? And why don't you stand up and say, look, you know what? We need a better and a more decent standard. And I would like to ask them if they would allow their children to listen to this and they would allow their children to conduct themselves in that manner. Vince, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Well, you know, would you let your kids, what would you do if your kid came home and said, hey, I'm going to school with a Hafrican? What would you do? I'd be horrified.
I would say, no. Come on. This is not Turk.
Correct. You've got kids? What would you do if Maddie came home and said, or Carson came home and said, Daddy, I got a Hafrican in my class? What would you do? What would you and Stacy do?
Well, remember we talked about spanking the other day? Probably get one of those.
I wouldn't do it the first time, explaining
to her what's going on. But yeah. I mean, she would not be allowed to do that kind of thing in my house.
Yeah, me neither.
So, would you drive around in the car if you had, like, a 5 or 6 year old or a 7 year old and allow, or even a 10 year old, and allow him to listen to that?
No, of course not.
See, why is that right? Why is it accepted? But it is accepted.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to skifreedeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall, For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
Oh, okay, Jay. Just sit here like an idiot. 7:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Article this morning in the Denver Post, I believe it is. It could be the Rocky because I saw it this morning at like 4:30, but SUVs are making a comeback. One of the reasons is not because people crave cars that give lower gas mileage, but because people are sick and tired of sliding around and stuck in the winter weather that we're having. And you know something? You don't have to get an SUV. You can get a front-wheel drive vehicle. You can get an all-wheel drive vehicle. But even if you are interested in an SUV, the place to go is Rocky's Autos, because they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You drive a car off the lot, you take a depreciation when you buy a new car. Let somebody else go through that, and then you pick up the bonus by going to Rocky's. And their matching down incentive is still going on, too, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500. They'll put down $1,005, and you get $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And they got everything you can think of out there. I mean, they're chock full with over 600 vehicles on the lot. Good people out there, too, like Marvell Shear and Freddie Labrato and Spanky Herrera and Johnny Mays and Gerard Menard. Just good folks working at Rockies. Check it out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and I'm really, really pleased to call them friends. They're really good folks. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Now, that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and every vehicle is winterized, too, so you know you're ready for the weather. As a matter of fact, we got a 40% chance of snow on Saturday night. So get on out to Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party. From Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Junkie salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa, my casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Movers?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway Furniture available at samsclub.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans. Obama, he didn't say it, but... Anyway, there are those greetings.
He is a big fat idiot.
That was Al Franken. And, you know, see, I could get personal about Limbaugh, too. I mean, I could say, you know, gee, Rush, why have you been married like three times? And why did you have an OxyContin addiction? And why did you have to go into rehab? What's the story behind that, Rush? Why is that going on? But that has nothing to do.
You don't want to be
with whether it has nothing to do whether we're in Iraq or not. Although I still stick to my theory of why would you listen to a guy that's had those kind of problems? I mean, if you had a brother-in-law or a cousin in your family who had gone through all that, would you listen to them for advice about anything? I certainly wouldn't. Here's Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. just a couple points I'd like to make.
And I think we've had sort of this discussion before. I listened to one of the callers you had earlier who said he listened to the trucker guy. And basically what he was saying was that I'm hearing a lot of traffic out there, and what it basically sounds like is there's a lot of racism. I think it's something I expressed to you, I think, when I called in before. We were talking about how could Obama get elected, and I told you I thought that there was at least probably 40% of the population would not vote for him just because he's an African-American. What you said was, no, you don't agree with that, and you sound very idealistic. But what I'm saying
is... I still don't agree with that, but that's okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think my experiences that I have as an African-American, the things that I've seen, it's the same way. Obama, he gets behind the wheel of a car, and he's driving. The police pulls up behind him. He fears fear, okay? And it's something that you would never experience because you've never been through that. I mean, and I've heard you express things about, the guys, they're good guys. I have a lot of guys with policemen who are, my friends and this type of thing. And I'm thinking, yeah, but at the same time, if one pulls up behind me and I'm driving, I am done here in fear for my life. Because
Let me interject. When you want to go down that road, I only have to interject to say to you that in every profession, there are good and bad people. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. But my point is that there is a lot of undercurrents of racism that probably still permeates the society. Like I said, I've been out here fighting this battle over 50 years, and it has not, to me, things have changed, but there's still a certain amount of undercurrent there that is not going to change. The reason that he is popular, the reason he has the high ratings is people tend to agree with him. If they didn't agree with him, it's the same way. I don't agree with everything you say, but I agree with more that you say than I disagree with. If I didn't, I wouldn't listen to you. And I think the same reason that he has his audience, a certain amount of those people do agree with him. A certain amount of conservatives do have, things. You become acceptable if you can change. You know, African Americans have always known that if you want to, climb the career ladder, okay, then you sort of change your ways. You don't sound as much African American, and you kind of, meditate over to the other side and look and act a little bit different, and you become acceptable and you can climb. But if you walk in there and you got some, big afro, or, you got the plaits, those type of things, that says you're not going up that ladder. If you walk in and you don't shave, you got a beard, you look a certain way. In fact, I had to do that to come into the professional world. Why? It makes you acceptable. Does it make you any different? No, it doesn't. But what I'm saying is it still exists in the society. And it's the same reason that I believe.
Yeah, all right. I, you know what? And it's the same reason you believe that Obama can't win. But I, you know what? I don't doubt what you're saying, and I think what you're saying is true because I've heard it enough times.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of it here and haven't over 30 years because I live in an insulated environment in which you can come into work dressed any way you want or whatever the case may be. However, I do remember the days when I worked with no African-Americans, and I can remember the days when I worked with no women or women had only secretarial jobs. But you're right. You and I do not. I don't have as bleak a view, and I think that it's only a segment of the society that thinks the way he does. And then there are also people who listen to him who may not agree with him, and they may not think the way he does, but or they may find it offensive, but they do nothing about it. But I don't believe that all conservatives believe all conservatives are racist. I don't think that by and large that the country as a whole everybody's that way. But I think there's there are large degrees of it, and we still have a long way to go. But I think as time goes on, things will continue to keep changing. And you're right. You and I are not going to agree about Obama, and he may not go all the way. But for right now, I'm backing him. I gave him campaign money, and I'm going to work on his campaign if he runs.
Okay, and I appreciate it, Jay. Like I said, you're very idealistic, and I honestly believe that you believe everything you basically say. Otherwise, I wouldn't listen to you. I'm just saying that there probably are not as many people who have your belief as you would think in this society.
Well, I know that a lot of my beliefs, you're right about that. I understand that. And I'm used to being in the minority in that respect. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Everybody hang on if you want to continue to talk about this. We'll carry it over into the 8 o'clock hour. I don't mind doing that, so stick around.
AM AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Nick, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 Live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It happens time and again in towns across the country. Tears for teenagers killed in traffic wrecks. A report out today takes a look at what's behind so many deadly accidents. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It's what you might suspect. Cell phones, handheld games, and other teens in the car. Lorette Stiles of State Farm Insurance involved in the study.
The inexperience is a big factor, and the distractions and fatigue really challenge them.
Just one passenger doubles the risk of a fatal crash. A more crowded car and the risk is five times higher. Good news, more teens are paying attention to the warnings about drinking and driving. Frank,
the commercials are upbeat.
Announcing Ford's model year clearance. Drive on us with 0%.
But Ford's bottom line is drowning in red ink. The company reported the biggest single year loss in its history a short time ago, almost $13 billion. Auto industry analyst John McElroy says Ford's problem is making more cars than it can sell.
I don't think this company is going to go out of business, but there's no question they're going to come out of this as a smaller company.
Ford says it expects to lose money again this year. It's been 43 years since Mary Byrd's brother was murdered. Now someone has been charged in connection with that crime.
I felt okay, like a burden was off of me.
CBS's Donna Francavilla says the suspect will be in court in Jackson, Mississippi an hour from now.
James Seal is a white former sheriff's deputy. He's charged with kidnapping two black teenage hitchhikers. The teens were beaten and dumped into the Mississippi River. Seal reportedly told the FBI in the 1960s that he and others had killed the hitchhikers, but that he would never admit it. The FBI would have to prove it.
The FBI reopened that case 7 years ago. The jury at the perjury trial of former vice presidential aide Louis Libby is getting a behind-the-scenes look at life in the White House. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us what to expect today.
For the first time, prosecutors will be going inside Vice President Cheney's office, calling his former press aide, Kathy Martin, to the stand. She's expected to be the latest witness to describe telling Libby that the wife of administration critic Joseph Wilson was a CIA officer. The defense has been countering by trying to raise doubts about the witness's recollections and reliability.
Libby's accused of lying in the CIA leak investigation. Officials at Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas, are investigating a Martin Luther King Day party that mocked black stereotypes with Afro wigs, fried chicken, and gang apparel. The school held a meeting last night to talk about the incident. A local civil rights leader says blacks sat on one side, whites on the other. Millions were in it, but only one had the numbers to win it. Lottery officials say only one winning ticket was drawn in last night's $254 million Powerball game somewhere in Missouri is where it was sold. In Covington, Louisiana, a young robbery suspect was tripped up by a wardrobe malfunction. Police say they caught the teen when his baggy pants fell down and he stumbled. In early trading, the Dow's down 14 points. NASDAQ is up 3. This is CBS News.
Okay, this is how I run my business. I put receipts at the front of the shoebox, unpaid invoices go in the back.
But, hon, what happens if you drop the shoebox?
I might cry a little.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. Use QuickBooks. It's so simple, you can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid you and who hasn't, and get ready for tax time.
Great. What'll I do with my shoebox?
Put shoes in it? Just throwing it out there.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club. Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just give me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A company contracted by the Denver Election Commission is under fire again after about 3,500 mail-in ballots for the January 30th election were sent to the wrong places, and about 1,200 voters didn't get ballots at all. A spokeswoman for Sequoia Voting System says the city's rush to hold the election this month means only hand-sorted envelopes will be used. Ironically, of course, that election will decide whether to overhaul the Election Commission following all those headaches back in November when an overwhelmed computer system led to long lines at the polling places. Didn't take long for ex-Governor Bill Owens to find a new job. The University of Denver announcing Owens will join that school as a senior fellow at its Institute for Public Policy Studies. He also says he's entering into a partnership wheeling and dealing in international real estate. And a rude awakening this morning for anybody camping out in Yellowstone National Park. 7 earthquakes hit the park in slightly over 10 minutes. None of the tremors serious, though. No reports of any damage. Yellowstone, of course, sits in a giant volcanic caldera. Some experts think one of these days that sucker is going to blow sky high, creating one of the greatest natural disasters in history. Have a good morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 25 Dry Creek, just past the tech center. We've got cars on both shoulders there from a wreck that's causing significant slowing. So that's our major hotspot right now. We've got traffic pretty well backed up through there. A couple of other minor issues off the beaten path. Mishap eastbound 6 just before Josephine and Lakewood. Westbound C-470 just past 285 still being cleared out. That, again, was causing traffic to stack up a bit near Morrison. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, more sunshine, warmer conditions, high of 54. Right now, fair and 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals, online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line car wash and detail. The grid is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line car wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 50. Sunny. And it's going to be warm the next couple of days. Unfortunately,
yay,
chance of snow of about 40% on Saturday.
Ooh.
Jay Marvin along with John M. You can instant message us at am760.net. Get podcasts of the show. And also, guess how much weight I've lost when in HD radio. Check out this instant message. You're going to love this one. And I should say this guy's name on the air, but I won't. His first name is Alan. I won't give his last name. I'd like to respond to this morning's show about Limbaugh and his Obama comments. Jay, first of all, get off your self-righteous bandwagon. I think you can be better than that. All Limbaugh is trying to point out, in my opinion, is that Obama is of African-American father and a Caucasian mother. Now that he is running for president, he may be using the novelty of the first black president thing as a selling point. Then when he gets elected, he can go back to being white. This doesn't make Limbaugh a racist. I think he has a point. I don't think Obama is a racist either, if he is, in fact, using his racial background to get elected. Everyone has to use the assets God gave them. Jay, I have some close friends who are mixed race, and they have told me that throughout their lives, if they could gain something by claiming minority heritage, they did. Then when they got what they wanted, they went back to being white middle-class suburbanites they have always been. Is that like the weirdest?
That's...
Okay, first of all, Alan, and I sent this guy a personal response. You know what, Alan? What does Obama's ethnicity have to do with him running? That's number one. Number two, have you read any of his books? And he acknowledges that he considers himself to be African-American, but he does not go around going, I would be the first African-American president.
Yeah.
If you read his writings and listen to him talk, he discusses ideas, not race. And furthermore, Alan, if you've got friends like that, go to them and ask them if they're Africans and see what they say. See if they like that, Alan. You know what, Alan? You know what? Never mind about me on my bandwagon. You need, buddy, to look at your own standards.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty sad.
Yeah.
That's really a sad email.
Where is he from, by the way? We won't say his last name. But...
He doesn't say.
No.
It's from Tom Matthews. Used to be in the South. One drop of black blood was all it took to be black, and law prevented a marriage to a white person. Now it's not enough. Black blood? Insane. Wonder if Rush ever used terms like octoroon or quadroon.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Rush, Savage, Hannity, hate mongers, my perception anyway.
You know, I think there's some truth to the paranoia aspect in that. Like I was saying, I think there's some kind of mental illness involved here.
I don't know. Is it mental illness? I don't think it's... I don't know what it... You know, in the case of Limbaugh, this African business, and the comment he made yesterday about Halle Berry, and for people who are just tuning in, can we play that again, John? Can we play that so people can hear it? All right, here it is.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans, Obama. He didn't say it, but anyway, there are those greetings.
Wow.
It's staggering.
But, see, that's all wrapped up in that whole thing about all of their anger and resentment and this idea that they've been deprived somehow, this whole thing. And, what, we tolerate that? I guess that's okay to do that on the broadcast band? And, you're an old head like I am.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, if you'd gotten on the air 20 years ago... 30 years ago and said something like that, 35 years ago, you'd be on the unemployment line, and chances are you wouldn't be able to get a gig.
Well, I remember back in 1980 when I first went to work in San Francisco, I was working on a Thanksgiving morning, and I made a comment about, well, you know, here it is Thanksgiving, the guys are in front of the TV watching the football game, and the women are in the kitchen cooking up the turkey and everything. And I got some phone calls, you know, from women who were really irate about the sexual stereotyping I was making. And I thought to myself, you know, there is some truth to that. Yeah, this was a sexual stereotyping on my part, and I apologized for it. You never hear these people apologize for anything they say.
No, because to them it's a standard acceptance. DW in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay and company. No doubt about both of you gentlemen. Welcome back, Jay. I didn't get a chance to tell you that we talked in December just before you went in for your surgery, but I'm glad you had a speedy recovery. So this is DW.
Thank you, DW. Appreciate it.
Hey, by all means, listen, first of all, just want to say this in reference to Rush Limbaugh. He's just a hot air balloon, racist, bigot, you know, racially biased individual that's overpaid. And, you know, and to me, he just pushes his views on other people. In an aggressive manner. But getting to some of the reality, I've listened to each one of your callers in between the time that I've waited, and a lot of them, as well as you and your guest host, you know, are very much so on target, and I can speak from experience. Again, it's what I was telling you when we talked about not having any Caucasian friends and others. For one thing, when you listen to comments like that and it's being accepted, it's being approved of, it's not being questioned other than like what you're doing today yourself, which I commend you and your hosts for bringing this to our attention and to your listeners and to others that even care, that it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed in the most profound way. And I listen to these over and over again, and as I said, I speak from experience because some of the same things that your other callers have gone through as an African-American, and I'll tell you where I got that from. The reason why I started using the term addressing myself as African-Americans as opposed to black like we were many years ago and Negro and colored, for the simple reason that we adopted the black term back in the 60s when James Brown came out with the song Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. And around the same time when the hippies were protesting the Vietnam Wars and the Yuppie Society, they wanted to make a statement, and so did we. And then when I started thinking realistically, because I'm a kind of an analytical type of person, in reference to why are Italians called Italians? Because they're from Italy. Germans are from Germany. Koreans are from Korea. Mexicans are from Mexico. Okay, if you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
In other words, geographical locations. There's no such race as black. Okay, there's no such location as black. There's no such country as black. There's no such country as white. Okay, those are just terms that we adopted. So to say that I'm African-American or to say that you are Caucasian, well, I'm speaking of a geographical location based upon my ancestry, okay? And when Caucasian people or whites adopt that term, well, there's still no geographical location associated with it. Now, when I speak about those issues, about what I've dealt with, even as recent as 5 years ago, a couple of jobs I had. One, I won't call the names of the companies because it wouldn't be ethical, okay? I had to actually tell an individual my first day at work because of his mannerism towards me. He happened to be Caucasian. That, you know what, first of all, your opinion of me is not going to change the color of my skin. Second, I'm a United States veteran. If you think you can intimidate me at this point in my life, and I was 47 years old at that time, then wrong, think again. Okay, so what I'm saying is when we have to deal with those kind of issues, and even I offer you as well as all of your listeners and your staff a challenge. When I came back here from Los Angeles to Colorado, I look at the TV programs, I listen to the different radio programs and what have you, and I said, wow, you know what? Where is the diversity to prove that even this city, this state of Colorado alone, is not so racially biased? I don't see it. I challenge yourself and as well as your listeners, anybody, they don't have to believe anything that I'm saying. I don't care if you have cable, I don't care if you have DirecTV, whatever type of television set up or even radio stations you have, look at what you see in a majority in terms of representation. All of your hosts, all of your guests, all of your the people that have issues, problems, concerns, complaints, interviews, recommendations, all of them seem to be Caucasian.
Yeah, that's very true. They are. Most majority, you know, the majority of them absolutely are white. There's no question about that. I have been in environments, though, where they were not and where it was more integrated. I think it is more integrated on the floors below us in the music stations, and there's certainly a pretty large segment of people of color who work in the building and who have various jobs here, some of them in a lot higher positions than John M. and myself. So I know that goes on. In the case of this radio station, there's only one live personality on this station, and that would be me. And then I have no input or control over what goes on with Air America because I'm not part of that.
Yes,
but certainly that's a point about them, too. They used to have Mark Riley. I don't know where he is or what happened to him. I think he stayed at WLIB in New York when they changed and went over to where they are now at WWRL. But the point you bring up about that is very, very true. Yeah. Broadcasting is changing and has changed, but it's like everything else. It's slow to make those adjustments. And I can remember back in the days when there were no people of color working. And when I was in Chicago, my last general manager, one of my last general managers was African-American. And it was head of a basically white conservative talk station. That was a pretty interesting experience. And I used to have long, discussions with him about how white employees would react to him and about how, you know, the challenges of that it was being a person of color in a management position. But what you say, DW, is very, very true, and we have a long way to go. And I would love to see someday a person of color, either Hispanic or African American, on this radio station as a full-time talk show host. And I myself have always wanted to, and I've made this public before, I'll say it again, I've always wanted to work either in either at a black talk station or a Latino or Hispanic talk station, because you know what? I get tired. And this is the first station where I haven't had to deal with this, but I get tired. I'm tired over the years of working with white conservatives. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because you know what? They're all angry and boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right. I got to run. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Yeah, they are. They're all angry and boring.
Yeah.
It's all I used to do when I worked at, you know, the last station. It's all I used to do is rant all day about stuff. We ran about unions, and then they would go to union meetings.
Yeah.
It's like really weird. 8:20, 20 minutes after.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier. Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Best. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM760.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Rack up huge savings at the Brunswick Home and Billiard Pool Table Sale event this weekend only at all three area Brunswick Home and Billiard locations outside of Park Meadows and Flatiron Crossing and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. This weekend and this weekend only, Brunswick Home and Billiard has all Brunswick pool tables on sale. And in addition to the great savings on pool tables, Brunswick Home and Billiard has tremendous savings on all bars and bar stools, poker tables, and more. During the special pool table event, pocket up to $1,000 in savings with your choice of a free air hockey table, a free foosball table, or a free Brunswick billiard chair with the purchase of a qualifying Brunswick pool table and accessory. Don't miss this opportunity to own a legendary Brunswick pool table and receive a free chair or game table. Plus, this Friday through Sunday only, everything in store is on sale. Stop by this weekend for huge savings. Brunswick Home and Billiard, Denver's only authorized Brunswick pool table dealer. Brunswick Home and Billiard, across from Park Meadows Mall, in the village of Flatiron Crossing, and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. Visit BrunswickBilliards.com for the store nearest you.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Bob continued to broadcast from the nation's capital. You know, stem cell research was not part of the President's State of the Union address. Senator Tom Harkin is not a happy camper. He'll talk about it and update his legislative plans. The Senate has voted in committee against President Bush's troop surge. What does this mean? Ben Nelson of Nebraska sponsored legislation, and he'll join us on the program. We'll take your calls, the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
23 minutes after 8, high today, 50, sunny, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we were talking about Limbaugh and his comments about Barack Obama and Halle Berry being Africans, and you know, why is this accepted behavior? But, you know, this is a wider issue because it speaks to the whole media. It speaks particularly to the media of talk radio and the various people that are on it, and why they are so angry, and why they have a tendency to get into this kind of dialogue, this kind of nastiness, and, you know, why a lot of this stuff is accepted. And you know, some woman sent me an email about I'm just going to paraphrase her, about how she's so disappointed in the show because you know, I'm talking about Limbaugh and repeating his stuff and how I can't get my own material, and about how she's going to go back to Sirius and listen to Howard Stern and blah blah blah. And ma'am, you know, that's one of the great things about America. Go renew your subscription to Sirius and go listen to Howard Stern and go have a good time and do whatever you want to do. And, you know, she said we were Colorado yokels, and that's fine because that's indicative of the mind frame of calling people names and doing all of that stuff. And, you know, goodbye. See you later. I mean, I don't care if people don't. You know, I don't care, ma'am, if you don't like what's going on. Go to Sirius. You know, if you think that's a good deal, go ahead. I mean, I've listened to those at both XM and Sirius. And, yeah, they're novelties and they're cool after a while, but what you end up finding out is they play the same music over and over again, just like regular FM radio stations. And I've listened to the talk on there, too, and I've been on there before, by the way, when I've sat in for other national hosts. So go over there. Make yourself at home, okay? I mean, if you have to think that this is okay and that this kind of behavior is all right and that it's acceptable and that we should keep quiet about it, and say that it's okay, then that's fine. You and I have a fundamental disagreement, and you have a right to your opinion. Ann in Fort Collins. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Wanted to comment on the use of African by Rush Limbaugh and others to refer to Barack Obama. I think it's a very clear reference to a slander that's worked for white people for 350 years or more. And that is the accusation that a white person has had sex with a black person.
Yeah, that could be true. That can be very well true.
We all know that some white people, that is to say elite white men who owned other people, regularly used rape and sexual coercion as a tool for creating the institution of slavery. And so long as it was elite white men having sex with or coercing sex from African and African-American women, that was okay. But, of course, Barack Obama, as I understand it, his mother is a white American and his father is Kenyan. Is that right?
Right.
I think this is a kind of cove going out to the right wing, slandering or attempting to slander his family. Of course, most enlightened people don't see mixed-race families or interracial relationships as anything scandalous. But Rush Limbaugh's audience does. And I ask you and your listeners to think back to the slander that was perpetuated by the Bush campaign against John McCain in the South Carolina primary 7 years ago. Do you remember when
the Bush campaign
put out the slander that he was the father of an illegitimate black child?
Oh, yeah, I remember it quite well.
Right. This is something that people in the 18th century, that white people in the 18th century would accuse each other of in order to sort of socially marginalize other people and to elevate themselves as sort of protectors of white purity. So this is something that really kind of taps into our reptile brains as Americans.
Yeah, but isn't it weird, though, that and shameful and strange that this goes on the public airwaves, that which basically aren't the public airwaves, but are the corporate airwaves. But it goes on, and that people tolerate it, and that they don't say anything.
Absolutely.
And that they sit there and go, like, well, what's a big deal, and blah, blah, blah. And
well, that's why I called in today. I think people should understand that this is not a harmless joke. This is not something just sort of funny to comment on. This is a kind of nasty attempt to attack people that has a long and a shameful history in this country. And that's all I called in to say.
Well, you know what? Good comments.
I enjoyed your discussion, and I enjoyed the comments of your other callers, and my phone is just about to die, and I have to run to class to enlighten the masses now. So I'll talk to you later.
Call me again. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Kay in the Centennial. Kay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back. I hope you have all the success in the world. I, too, would like to lose that weight. And any caller who compares you to Howard Stern, let him go.
Well, I mean, there's, the woman was saying, well, I'll go back and listen to Howard Stern. Well, fine. Go pay the, you know, $12.95 or whatever it is a month and go get it. You know, great.
Exactly.
You know,
but my comment is, and I just thought this was an observation, with Barack Obama, who I truly hope he becomes the Democratic candidate, I've often wondered, why is it that he chooses to say that he is a black man?
Because he is.
Well, not really.
Well, yeah. If you look at
his
him, he's
mother's
black. If you look at him, he's black.
See, I don't see it that way. I mean, so somebody's black only by the degree of color?
Well, also by his upbringing, also by where he was raised, where he lives. He's African-American, basically. I mean, he considers himself to be black because he is black. I mean, I've met him, oh, man, no less than 7 or 8 times, and I've talked to him both on the air and off the air. And one time I talked to him in Boston at the DNC at pretty good length. And yeah, I mean, that's basically what he is. And before becoming a state legislator, he was a civil rights attorney and worked as a community organizer in the African-American community. That's his background.
I'm glad he has chosen to take the dominance of the black over the white, okay? I have a black son-in-law, but my son-in-law is black parents. So I just thought it was interesting that he is considered black, when to me, he's not.
Well, you know what the larger picture is? The larger picture is, what difference does it make what he is?
Yeah.
Well,
that has no bearing on his thoughts as a human being
and
the respect to foreign policy.
Jay. You and I think that. I think that. But that's not the way things are touted in this country. And that's not the way things are sold in this country.
Well, then you know what? Then they're going to have to get over it, and we're going to have to battle to get over it. But I don't think that number one, it matters what he is, and number two, he is what he chooses to be, and he is black. I mean, if you sit down with him, if you see him, you see his picture,
yeah.
He's black.
Yeah.
He's married to a black woman. His children are black. I mean, that's what he is. But, you know, you read his writings and read what he has to say, and he will tell you flat out that he has viewed America and he has viewed what's gone on in this society through the lens of a black man.
Exactly.
Living in the black community, because that's what he is and that's what he considers himself.
So his white heritage doesn't play into it at all?
Not according to him. According to him, his father and mother were split, and he considers himself to be African-American. And you know what? God bless him. I mean, that's
well, no, I agree.
That's
no,
up to
I
him.
Agree
to
with you.
I mean, I don't see where this is. Why, you know, the only people who make this an issue, I think, are people like Rush Limbaugh and others who don't have anything else to say about him. So this is what they can come up with.
Well, that's exactly right, though. That it's people like
so
Rush Limbaugh that make this.
Why would you care what he considers himself?
I don't care. I just wondered why he does that. I mean, for
well,
example,
why
Jay,
him and ask
you
him?
Know. You know, for an example, in being Jewish, that it's your mother's heritage that carries on the lineage of being Jewish. True?
Yeah.
And so I just,
I know a lot of people who were born Jewish and their mother is Jewish, and they're either Christian or they consider themselves to be Christians, or they have no religion at all. They're secular.
Right, because that's the choice they chose.
Well, okay,
right?
So Barack Obama makes a choice. What's the big deal?
Nothing.
It would be very tough to go to somebody and go, I'm Caucasian, when they look at the color of your skin. And you're black. So, great suntan you got there. You must spend a lot of time in Acapulco.
Well, what is the term for people that are generally half white, half black?
Mulatto.
Why wouldn't he say he was mulatto?
Well, why don't you, if it's such an issue, why don't you send him an email and ask him?
You know what, Jay? You have totally, 100% missed my point.
Well, then what is your point? I mean, I'm trying to understand it.
My point was just an observation. I am 100% pro Barack.
Why would you ask the question? I mean, what difference does it make?
Well, exactly. What difference does it make? So why does he say that?
Because he's black and he chooses to identify himself as a black man. Why do you care?
As Jay said, he grew up with the black experience. You know,
yeah.
It's the prism through which his life has been filtered.
It was just a question.
Well, there's nothing wrong with asking him, but I just don't. I mean, I don't get what it leads to.
Well, at least you having a discussion.
Okay, point well taken. I mean, I don't get it, but okay. I mean, you have a right to your feelings. I'm not criticizing you or chastising you. I just don't. I mean, you're asking me a question I can't answer. Second of all, really, I can't answer because I'm not him. And second of all, I mean, to me, it's more important about how he feels about tax cuts in Iraq than whether he chooses to identify with being, you know, black or Caucasian or whatever the case may be. By the way, he speaks Swahili and considers his lineage to go to Kenya, and he has family in Kenya. So that's where he's from, but he considers himself to be an American. And if you read his book, read his new book. Go get it. It's number one on the New York Times.
He says
it right there in the beginning. He says, I view America through the lens of the black experience.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
And, you know, he is.
Oh, brutal. She got uncomfortable, but I don't know what that was about. Now she's probably going to be mad at me, and I don't get what that was about.
You know, Obama really, truly is an African-American. You know, his roots are geographically closer to Africa than most African Americans.
Well, it's split between Kenya, Hawaii, and Indonesia. All right, 8:36, 36 minutes past the hour, and traffic now with Gina.
I-25 still struggling across the city. Of course, it's tough getting out of Thornton North Glen into downtown on those southbound lanes of 25, but we also have traffic stacked up southbound from Arapahoe to Dry Creek. That was from an earlier multi-car wreck. It's now off on the shoulder. Northbound 25 sluggish from Lincoln to C-470. That was due to a separate crash off on the right shoulder, so just be prepared for that if you're headed into the city from the south. Weather today, more sunshine, even warmer than yesterday with a high of 54. Currently fair and 30 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now, get a Subway Fresh Value Meal Sub of the Day for just $3.99. A different sub every day with chips and a drink, just $3.99. For a limited time.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
Shell just made skiing and riding your favorite mountains a whole lot easier.
Right now, buy 10 gallons of gasoline at participating Shell stations and get a ski voucher good for a free adult lift ticket with the purchase of an adult lift ticket to Winter Park, Copper Mountain, Monarch, or Crested Butte Ski Resort. The next time you get gasoline, why not ski free with Shell? See participating locations or log on to SkiFreeDeals.com for blackout dates and details. Offer ends April 15th.
Be today. See playoff action like you've never seen it before on a Sony SXRD HD TV. Don't let the playoffs go by in standard definition. Visit Sony.com/HDTV for models and details. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Wake up to huge savings from Comcast. For 7 days only, get Comcast Digital Voice home phone service for just $24.99 a month for 6 months. That's right, only $24.99 per month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Hang up on Quest and save over 20% on your home phone service. Comcast Digital Voice includes all the features you expect and more, including call waiting, call blocking, caller ID, and online access to your voicemail. Plus, with unlimited local and nationwide long distance, you can talk to anyone in the U.S. and Canada for as long as you want without ever checking the clock. Wake up and get ready to save. This great offer on Comcast Digital Voice ends today. Call 1-800-COMCAST right now and get Comcast Digital Voice for only $24.99 a month for 6 months. Offer expires January 27, 2007. After 6 months, regular monthly rate applies. Offer does not include equipment, installation, taxes, or fees. Saving comparison based on Quest Home Choice Plus with Quest Unlimited. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for complete details.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, sunny, 50 today. Going to be nice. And go to AM760.net, and you can instant message me. And also, guess how much weight I'm losing and win an HD radio. Okay. We're talking about Limbaugh, and we're also talking about the rest of the right-wing talking heads and why they're so nasty and angry. And how long has it been since we played that Limbaugh clip? Maybe we should play it again for people who didn't hear it. And this will also drive the woman crazy who's going to go back to Howard Stern, so hopefully this will help her make her decision to send Sirius her money. Play it.
Hey, Barack Obama has picked up another endorsement. African-American actress Halle Berry. As a African-American, I'm honored to have Ms. Berry's support, as well as the support of other African-Americans, Obama. He didn't say it, but I mean, anyway, there are those greetings.
Okay, what's the purpose behind that? Ratings? So where's behind that? Does he think that's entertainment? And why is that acceptable? I'd like to know. Bob and Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are things going? You know, I listened to your last caller, and I don't think she quite gets it.
Now I'm upset that she may be mad at me or upset with me, and I didn't mean to make her upset. I just didn't understand where she was coming from.
Well, see, this is what it is. If Barack Obama had been totally raised by his white mother in Kansas, and all of his experience had been with whites, the fact of the matter is that wouldn't have amounted to anything. That wouldn't have counted, because when people look at him, they're still going to see a black man, and he understands that. So it wouldn't have made a difference what he says, but when people look at you and they look at your skin color, you're a black man.
Right.
If you have any black blood and it shows, then for all practical purposes, you are a black man or you are a black woman, and it's not going to make a difference. So Barack Obama understands that, and he is taking that and his experiences in America, and so this is who he is. You can't deny it. And I don't think he has ever, from what I've read of him, ever denied any of his Caucasian ancestry.
No, he never has.
I've heard him speak very lovingly of his mother, in fact, and being brought up. But, you know, the man understands of, you know, what it is to live in America. And this is just the facts. And I don't think the caller really quite is getting the picture from that perspective. It's not that he is just totally running away from his Caucasian heritage. He's a man of experience, and he's a practical individual, and you see the results of his practicality.
No, I agree on, I agree with you. I mean, you read his books. I mean, he'll talk about that in that. He talks about it in there. He talks about his mother very lovingly. You know, and he talks about his father. He talks about his background. Yeah, he makes it clear as to what his experiences have been and what he's observed.
And the other hand, the Limbaugh thing. Yeah, that, you know, that was a dig at mixed race people. There's no doubt about that. And he perhaps maybe thought it was funny, but there's still racial overtones involved. And in fact, and I agree with you, all conservatives aren't racist. But the fact of the matter is, there is a large percentage, especially in the South, because I'm a Southern, I'm from Alabama, so I understand certain things.
I worked for 17 years in the South.
And for a long time, Southerners in the South were Democratic controlled, and all that's changed because the racist Southern Democrats found a home in the Republican Party.
Right, the Civil Rights Bill in 1964 drove them out of the Democratic Party. By the way, I'm also married to a Southerner. Mary is from New Albany, Mississippi.
Uh-huh. That's not too far from where I'm from in Alabama. This is the thing. These are the individuals that are really generating those concepts within the Republican Party and the conservative movement. But all conservatives aren't racist.
No,
I mean,
but
that's true.
But the ones who are not, and the ones who are not angry, aggressive, prone to these kind of extremist statements, why don't they stand up and say something about, you know, about those who are? I mean, it isn't only, you know, comments about Obama. I mean, it's other comments that they make on a regular basis with all this extremism in it, and it's like it's tolerated. Why is it tolerated? Why is it okay?
That I don't know, and then I concur with you. I agree. Why are they silent on those issues? And I don't have an answer to those questions. I don't know why.
And why are they so angry?
Good question.
Right? See, I don't know. And I'll tell you something.
I don't think anybody knows.
You know, I'd love to get a psychiatrist on here.
Yeah, that's what I think we need.
To answer that question as to what is going on in their heads and why are they so angry and why are they prone to these absolute bizarre, weird, overreaching statements about everything from Iraq to Barack Obama to everything else and all this extremism. And, you know, I mean, God almighty, it's just like enough. It's like,
well... Well, Jay, I'll tell you what.
Plug your pie hole.
You keep on doing what you're doing and be that voice crying out in the wilderness, and we will be better off for it in Colorado and in America. So just keep on doing.
Well,
I appreciate what you do. But
We don't know about that, Bob. But listen, I can be a tremendous waste of money, which I sometimes think I am. But thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
I got to go.
I got to go, Bob.
I hope you watch Dream Girls.
All right. I will. See you later.
All right.
All right. Can I take one more? Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. This is Dana in Fort Collins. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just wanted to say something real quick here. I'm really glad that you're talking about this, Jay. Thank you for bringing this ugliness into the light. I am white. My husband is black. We have 12-year-old twins. They are biracial. And I find this term, African, so offensive. Every time I hear it, it makes my stomach roll. It is as offensive as the N-word. It is as unacceptable as the N-word. And I do not know why this is allowed or tolerated and why anybody is letting them talk like this.
I don't know.
Absolutely unacceptable, and it makes me sick. I heard this 2, 3, 4 weeks ago from some right-wing radio nut job. I don't even know who he is.
Melanie Morgan and her partner started this whole thing.
Brian
Sussman is his name.
Yeah. I heard that ugliness a few weeks ago, and then I saw a real ugly email that is going around about Barack Obama and his, you know, African and all of this. And then now here's Druggy Limbaugh. And it absolutely makes me sick to hear the word, because my children, people would call my children this. And as a mother, I have, of course, that protective instinct. I want to rip their throat out. It absolutely just sends me to a place that I don't want to be. And I love Barack Obama. I am totally behind him. He is my candidate, and I hope he gets in there and just wins hands down.
Yeah,
I love him.
I agree.
I love what he stands for. I totally support him. And unfortunately, this is the kind of ugliness that these right-wing idiots are going to bring out. And so comfortable doing so.
Yeah, and I don't understand why the general public tolerates it. Dana, thank you. I got to go. Thanks.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
It's almost like at a grade school level. It's like something you'd expect to hear on the playground. Johnny's a African.
Yeah, it is.
God, it's so disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It's like it's a weak attempt at humor. 8:49.
It's a new year, and it's a time when many people want to make major changes in their lives. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You know, I got to ask you, how many of you follow through with your New Year's resolutions? Well, Icon LASIK Center is going to make it possible for you to follow through with your 2007 resolution a reality. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. And, well, now it's 2007, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make glasses a thing of the past for as little as $4.99 per eye. If you're short on cash because of the holidays, well, Icon has financing available, too, for all credit types, with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Icon now offers Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more by getting in touch with Icon LASIK Center today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N, denver.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
One more thing about Barack Obama here. He says that New Orleans football season is all but over. I don't think he realizes how insensitive his comment here that the Saints are going nowhere in the playoffs against his Chicago Bears really is. This is a man who wants to be president. He's no longer an alderman, a state senator, or a United States senator from Illinois. He's a citizen of the world. And as such, you have to understand in his position what the United States Saints mean. They are not just the New Orleans Saints. As Greg Easterbrook calls them, they are the United States Saints. And they are playing not for championships. They are not playing for personal reward. They are playing to save and rebuild a city, not only infrastructurally, but in terms of the self-esteem. And for Barack Obama, he's a half minority, to come out there and not identify with and bond with the suffering victims still scattered all over the fruited plain as a result of the unfair attack by Hurricane Katrina orchestrated by Bush, Cheney, Halliburton, and FEMA. For him to callously just discard the Saints, knowing full well what they represent to the Democrat Party because of their ties to New Orleans and Katrina, shows an unsophisticated lack of understanding of just what his responsibility is as a Democrat presidential candidate.
All right, now there I think Limbaugh is being sarcastic and trying to be funny, but then again, there he brings up once again Obama's ethnicity. So what's the point behind that? Let's go to Skip and Conifer. Skip, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
We got to quit doing this. I call you going to work. I call you going back from work. And then you sit here on the line and you get this catharsis of thought going through your mind and you can't throw it all out. But at any rate, I got in the truck after work this morning and I heard that soundbite from Rush and oh my God, I had to pull my pocket calendar out of my pocket to see if this was in fact 2007.
That's weird.
The folks in the media have such an awesome responsibility. And to have a talk show host come online and do something overboard with regard to provocation and thought and contemplation, this guy blew it royally. We have a huge responsibility to you folks have a huge responsibility to your listening audience. And to perpetuate such a racist, horrible comment was just appalling to me. I can't understand how that continues to go on.
I don't either, but you know what? He'll get away with it. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you know, I wish, you know, and I'm being very facetious here. Well, no, I'm not. Let him keep with his banter, because the more that goes on and the more people wake up in this country, I really believe his credibility goes down. I believe what he represents in a political fashion goes down in credibility.
Well, you know
but
what?
There are intelligent folks out there.
I agree. You know what? I agree with you, but I'll tell you something. I don't want to be lectured by anybody on the right about morality. I don't want to be lectured from anybody on the right about standards in the media. I don't want to hear anything from them because, you know what? If they want to start, they can start with themselves. Skip, thank you, man. I got to go.
Take care, my friend.
All right. We're going. I want to talk about this Dakota Fanning thing, and also the GQ article with Chuck Hagel, the interview, which I talked about this morning. I want to do this coming up after nine. So, and Eddie, by the way, who's a Rush Limbaugh listener, says that Limbaugh was mocking a Salon article. But Eddie, you know what? There's just some things you don't do, and he never made any mention of Salon. But there's just some things you don't do, Eddie. You know, that's all I can tell you. There's some things you just don't do.
AutoZone.
Don't get stranded in the cold. Get your car winter ready. Now AutoZone can help you save cash when you winterize your car. For a limited time at AutoZone, get a $5 Visa gift card by mail when you buy any 2 1-gallon jugs of Prestone antifreeze. See store for details. So save money and get your car ready for winter. Visit your nearest AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Joneses like things fast. They use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Oh, heartburn? Painful.
Zantac.
Thank you.
And then later.
Better? Completely. Zantac's fast.
The Joneses know Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn. And more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
Hurts?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed, controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN. Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A reputed member of the Ku Klux Klan goes into a Jackson, Mississippi courtroom at this hour to face charges in a cold case from the civil rights era.
I'm Donna Frankaville in Jackson, Mississippi. This is the day investigators and family members of the victims had long hoped for. Investigators thought suspect James Seal was dead and dropped the case. He was found alive, though, and now prosecutors are charging the suspected former Klansman in connection with the 1964 kidnapping deaths of two black teenagers.
Consumer advocates are leaning on lawmakers to put a cap on credit card rates and fees. CBS News correspondent Howard Arendstein has that story from Washington.
Senate Banking Chairman Chris Dodd said too many credit card users are getting hit with interest rate hikes and added fees.
Consumers are consistently becoming confused and intimidated.
Among the witnesses, Elizabeth Warren of Harvard Law School.
Quite simply, the credit card market is broken.
She testified card agreements are growing longer and more complicated.
Sorting out safe cards and dangerous cards is almost impossible. Senators, I think it's clear. Card agreements are not designed to be understood.
Critics tell senators the industry is completely unregulated. Howard Arendstein, CBS News, Washington.
A suicide car bomber has struck with deadly effect in a mainly Shiite neighborhood of Iraq. Police say at least 19 people have been killed and 23 others wounded. The attack followed two rockets slamming into the green zone. The Senate today is expected to approve the nomination of General David Petraeus to become the new commander of U.S. forces in Iraq. But the tooth fairy may have to wait for a new service in suburban Boston aimed at preserving baby teeth for stem cell research. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan is live to explain.
If a baby tooth is extracted and doesn't fall out on its own, the tooth pulp is rich in stem cells. Dr. David Matsulievich intends to put them on ice for a price.
It's our goal to offer a service where we'll be banking these cells in perpetuity until an individual may have a need of these.
Perhaps to grow nerve or bone later. A company in Austin, Texas is doing this too, even though there's still plenty of debate over whether or not it's worth it. A top government researcher says the jury's still out. Nick?
Whoops. University of North Carolina says it mistakenly emailed about 2,700 applicants to tell them they'd been accepted. Would-be freshmen will have to wait till March to see if they've been admitted. A history-making year at Ford and one the company would rather forget. The automaker says it lost a record $12.7 billion last year, much of it in the fourth quarter when sales plunged and costs were restructured. Jeff Schuster of J.D. Power says it's not likely to be the end of it.
These things don't happen overnight. Certainly the market didn't help matters out by being
a little on the softer side or flat. Unfortunately, we're expecting a little bit of the same in 2007.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell last month by 0.8%. That's the biggest drop since 1989. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
And good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. One child remains unaccounted for this morning after a big fire roared through a Commerce City home just west of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal. Adams County Sheriff's Office says a woman and four children living in the home. The woman and three of the kids were able to get out. Officials still trying to figure out where the other child is. Cause of that blaze is still unknown. Our Colorado Senator Ken Salazar says he supports both that Democratic resolution and the Republican version denouncing President Bush's plans to send 21,500 more troops to Iraq. Colorado Democrat says he'll work toward a single bipartisan resolution. Colorado's two senior Democrats in the House of Representatives now hold key positions on committees. Diana DeGette is vice chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee. Mark Udall is now chair of the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee. In his role, Udall will help oversee NASA and have priorities for space research. And Montrose Republican Representative Ray Rose says he's worried about his safety. He claims his opponent in last year's election has been seen following him around the state capitol. Rose says he's asked state patrol officers who police the building to keep an eye on Democrat Brian Ahern, whom Rose says has proven to be a violent person. No proof of that. Paranoia strikes deep. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, traffic is thinning out around the city. Our slowest spot was still southbound 25 through the Tech Center. That was from an earlier multi-car wreck, but that's starting to shake loose. You may still notice lanes on the opposite side approaching C-470 be dragging a bit. And westbound C-470 is finally loosening up between Bowles and 285, again, from an earlier collision. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunshine again, even warmer than yesterday.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Day. And it's going to be 41 tomorrow, but we do have, a chance of snow on Saturday, about a 30%, then about a 40% chance of snow on Saturday night. Ugh. All right. Well, I'm getting some weird emails at am760.net. I got an email from a woman who thought I was talking about her when I wasn't. I don't know what you know. I don't know. You know, she reminds me, what's that, the name of the rock and roll band Guided by Voices? I don't know what the deal is there.
Is it a full moon out?
I don't know. That was weird. So, I just, you know, be unhappy. It's okay with me. I'll never go to Rockies. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. Well, don't go there then.
Yeah.
All right. I read this earlier in the morning to people between 6 and 7. By the way, if you missed the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, you can get it in podcast today, am760.net. But this is worth you going and checking out for yourself. And you might want to make copies of this. Either buy the magazine or you can get it off their website. And show this to some of your friends, because this is bizarre. Well, it's incredible.
I'm waiting right. With bated ears.
Yeah, this comes from GQ, and they do an interview with Chuck Hagel. And the guy who's doing the interview starts asking him about the whole authorization to go to war with Iraq. And so let me pick it up there. And he's talking about the resolution, and he asks Hagel if he read the resolution, and Hagel says, yeah, I read it. And he says, it said to authorize the use of the United States armed forces against Iraq. And Hagel says, in the event that all other options failed, so it's not as simple as I voted for the war, that wasn't the resolution. And then the guy asks him, but there was a decision whether to grant the president the authority or not. Hagel says, exactly right, and if you recall, the White House had announced that they didn't need the authority from Congress, which they seem to say about a lot of things, the interviewer says. And then Hagel says, that's right, Mr. Alberto Gonzalez was the president's counsel at the time, and he wrote a memo to the president saying, you have all the powers you need. So I called Andy Card, who was then the chief of staff, and I said, Andy, I don't think you have a shred of ground to stand on, but more important, why would a president seriously consider taking a nation to war without Congress being with him? So a few of us, Joe Biden, Dick Lugar, and I, were invited into discussions with the White House. And then the interviewer says, it's incredible that you had to ask for that. And he said, and Hagel says, it is incredible. That's what I said to Andy Card. I said it to Powell. I said it to Rice. Might have even said it to the president. And finally, begrudgingly, they sent over a resolution for Congress to approve. Well, it was outstanding. Now, check this out. Hagel says this. He says, well, it was outstanding. It said they could go anywhere in the region.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. And the interviewer asks, well, it wasn't specific to Iraq? Oh, no, it said the whole region. They could go into Greece or anywhere. I mean, is Central Asia in the region? I suppose. Sure as hell, it was clear they meant the whole Middle East. It was anything they wanted. It was literally anything. No boundaries. No restrictions. And then the interviewer says, they expected Congress to let them start a war anywhere they wanted to in the Middle East. Yes, yes, wide open, says Hagel. And we had to rewrite it. Joe Biden, Dick Lugar, and I stripped the language that the White House had set up and put our language in it. These guys wanted to go anywhere.
Yeah.
They wanted to go to Iraq, Iran, Syria. Any place. They wanted to go anywhere.
Well, you know, it's just proof of what you've been saying about the messianic ideology of these people, you know, that they just want to go out there and invade anything they want to make all the dominoes fall and turn everybody into a democracy, and they'll start buying Coca-Cola and Chevys.
Does anybody find that scary? I mean, I find that to be, like, really scary and telltale and bizarre, and it's like what... What reality are these folks living in? Because you can't go, and this gets into this whole thing I was talking about yesterday, in which I got a bunch of angry email from the small minority conservative listeners that we have, who were accusing me of hating America and going into all this stuff, where I was talking about the fact that we don't confront our own history, and we don't confront the dark moments that we have had, where we have gone into other countries, third world countries, and we fooled around with their governments, and we fooled around with what's going on there, and then when they hate us, we can't figure out why that is. We don't get that. And I had a conservative guy send me an email about that, and I said to him, well, listen, here's an example of what I'm talking about. Can you tell me what happened to Iran's duly elected president and its parliament? Before and how did the Shah get into power? Was he always there? Or what was the story there? And the guy never answered me. He never answered me back. And I could have given him the example of Augusto Pinochet, who, you know, we toppled Allende in Chile and put this guy in power, and he tortured, and people were disappeared. And, you know, thank God the people in Chile, however you want to pronounce it, you know, thank God they don't hate us.
And of course, E. Howard Hunt, the Watergate burglar, died the other day, and had mentioned in his obit how he helped overthrow the democratically elected government of Guatemala.
Yeah, exactly. Nicaragua, you know, Iraq, Iran, I mean, all of that stuff. And it's like, what is it people don't get? And to me, the simple standard would be this, that I would never want anybody from another country to try to influence my government or my form of government or mess with the Constitution. Or really, even in a lot of ways, tell me, for instance, how Denver or Boulder or Greeley or Longmont or Colorado Springs should be run. That's up to us to figure that out, not for somebody else to step in and do it for us. And I don't understand why people who would normally be outraged over that, if somebody tried to do it here, would then think that it was okay and that it was acceptable to do it either in a violent or nonviolent way in a third world country.
But are most people aware that that has happened in America's past? Are most people?
I don't know.
Are kids taught that in school?
No, I don't think they are, and I don't think that most people know it, because it's never discussed, and leaders and people in both parties never bring it up. And what would American voters say, for instance, if a Democrat or a Republican who is running for national office, Senate, Congressman, well, that would be a local office or state office, but it's a federal office, or running for the President of the United States, for instance, had taken money from Hugo Chavez or the Saudis, and when I talk about taking money, I'm talking about that it shows up in their campaign coffers, and that it shows up on their, you know, on their disclosure forms. People would be, they would go berserk. They'd be outraged.
Yeah, I mean,
they wouldn't like it. Yet we do it. We do it. You know, we didn't like the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, and we didn't like Daniel Ortega, who's back, by the way. And when we couldn't use the Contras, and when we couldn't get, you know, when we forced the Nicaraguans into an election, then we turned around and we gave United States taxpayer dollars to Violeta Chamorro for her election campaign.
Yeah.
Now, that's tantamount really to sticking our nose in their business and manipulating them and being involved in their process. And we've done it militarily. We've done it covertly. And I don't understand why people think that's okay. And I know I say I don't understand a lot on this show, because I don't. I sit back in amazement when I get these emails, and I don't get how these people think that this stuff's okay. I just don't understand how that is. I don't understand how that works. And the fact that this administration wanted to go all over the Middle East, I mean, people should find that really alarming and troubling.
It scares the hell out of me. And, you know, all the saber rattling now toward Iran. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not going there,
no,
even
I mean,
though they have plans for it, because we're stuck. We're stuck in Iraq. But if we'd been able to get into Iraq and have been able to do something about them easily, we would have gone to Iran.
Yeah.
We would have gone to Damascus, and we would have gone, because that's what these guys wanted. And it's bizarre. It's bizarre, and it's weird, and it's like people should be, you know, taken aback by this.
Why do they think they have the God-given right to impose anything on anybody else in the world?
Well, I don't know. And then people fail to understand why they're terrible.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Who says that it's child pornography? This guy Donahue from the Catholic League, the Roman Catholic activist Bill Donahue, is calling for a boycott of the film. And what the hell? You know? Well, Bill, Ted, do you think it's okay for the behavior of Limbaugh and the African thing? Do you think it's okay about what goes out over the airways? Why are you selective in what you seem to go after? And there's nothing is shown here. And if you don't like the movie, don't go see it. Like you could make the case, if you don't like Limbaugh, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Although the airwaves are public and movie theaters are private.
This is true.
So that's the difference between that argument. All right, 303-713-7600. You want to comment on Dakota Fanning? You want to comment on the GQ article? Or anything else that you may want to bring up? We'll open up the phones. I won't be greedy. 303-7...
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com. Today.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Side of Park Meadows and Flatiron Crossing and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. This weekend and this weekend only, Brunswick Home and Billiard has all Brunswick pool tables on sale. And in addition to the great savings on pool tables, Brunswick Home and Billiard has tremendous savings on all bars and bar stools, poker tables, and more. During the special pool table event, pocket up to $1,000 in savings with your choice of a free air hockey table, a free foosball table, or a free Brunswick billiard chair with the purchase of a qualifying Brunswick pool table and accessory. Don't miss this opportunity to own a legendary Brunswick pool table and receive a free chair or game table. Plus, this Friday through Sunday only, everything in store is on sale. Stop by this weekend for huge savings. Brunswick Home and Billiard, Denver's only authorized Brunswick pool table dealer. Brunswick Home and Billiard, across from Park Meadows Mall, in the village of Flatiron Crossing, and inside Southwest Plaza Mall. Visit BrunswickBilliards.com for the store nearest you.
I was born for adventure.
I was born to lead.
I was born to help people.
I was born to be a National Guard soldier.
Because I'm a doer.
Because I want to serve.
Because I'm compassionate. Whenever the call comes,
I'll be ready.
My unit responds and takes action.
The community can trust that we will be there to help.
No matter what the challenge is, we will bravely face it as National Guard soldiers.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us about the job opportunities available in your state.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the state.
What the right wing fears the most. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 923, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 50.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Energy Hog the team! I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows!
It just like we thought, boss! No insulation in the attic!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And the pitch.
Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over before anybody even knew it started. I mean, that's the kind of firepower he's moved into the Persian Gulf.
Well, that part's true, and you're right. He could get up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning or something and decide to do it. But, man, I think the political damage on that would be astronomical.
I don't think he cares about the political damage.
Well, he may not care about it himself, but to a certain degree, he owes, and Cheney and the rest of them, this administration, you know, they owe something to their party. And what they're going to do is, I mean, that's just asking to just take their, you know, ride the whole thing into the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if you're John McCain or Mitt Romney or any of those people out there running, Dana Rohrabacher, or no, not Dana Rohrabacher, but Duncan Hunter, and or whoever they've got running, and you got to go out there, and in 08, you got to run on all this. Would you like to have to go around the country and campaign on this?
No way.
I mean, McCain's numbers among independents in New Hampshire and Iowa are tanking because he's going around supporting the war, and people have had enough. That's why I don't think he'll pull it off. But you know what? You could be right.
Back in the day against the Soviets, we had a policy called MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction.
Right, right.
And the thing that made that work was sanity. Everybody knew that the people in charge were sane enough that they would never do it. And I'm afraid that that's no longer a controlling factor on the situation.
Well,
hopefully there is someone sane enough with enough power to stop this thing, but... It scares me.
I don't know if they're insane. I think they're like not in reality and very committed to their view of the world.
Yeah, it's a gray area.
I've been saying that for the last couple of years. I'm just glad that we're not back there at the height of the Cold War with the old
Absolutely.
Soviet Union mm-hmm. with the sponge in charge.
Yeah, you know, you want to get into a scary scenario. Could you imagine the Cuban Missile Crisis with Don Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and George W. Bush? And Condoleezza Rice at the helm.
We'd be back in the Stone Age right now.
All right, Kev. I'll watch what I say, but let's see how it plays out. And as I said, you could very well be right.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, well, good luck to both of us. Good luck to the country, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
I just don't think you could get away with it.
Yeah.
Cameron and Cheyenne, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Cameron?
Oh, hey, I'm here. Sorry,
hi.
Cut out. Hey, I wanted to say, first of all, love your show, and I wanted to completely agree with you on this whole GQ article on Dakota Fanning, that Hound Dog is the movie, right?
Yeah, but that's not in GQ. That's just on the wire service.
Oh,
the GQ
sorry.
Thing
yeah,
is about Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But on the Dakota Fanning thing, I just wanted to completely agree with you on your point that if you don't like it, if you don't want to see this, don't go see the movie. That's the whole point.
Well, do you remember back in, I think it was the late 70s, there was a movie with a very young Brooke Shield called Pretty Baby, where she was a 12-year-old prostitute in a brothel, I think, in New Orleans?
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, there was a big flap about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jodie Foster played a teenage prostitute
driver.
In Taxi. Nobody ever said anything.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it came out a little while ago, a movie with Robin Williams, The Night Listener. The whole premise of the movie starts out. It's Robin Williams. He makes a friendship connection to a little boy, and the movie starts out with this just horrible scene. This little boy is tied up and blindfolded and led into an orgy that his parents are holding, and it's awful. And my whole point is, somebody on the Christian right said this is child pornography, and all that. I'm like, I haven't seen the movie, and I don't know a ton about it, but I'm willing to, go out on the limb here and say that, the scene with Dakota Fanning is not meant to be enjoyed. It's meant to be horrible and just...
Well,
it's not meant to be, pleasurable. It's supposed to be, oh, God, that's awful.
Well, the reason it's not pornography is because Mr. Bear, chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission, probably could not tell you or me what the Supreme Court definition of pornography is, and the definition is something that is made simply to stimulate prurient interest and has no artistic value. Now, you'd have a very hard time trying to prove that in this movie when it's only a couple of seconds, you don't see anything, it's not graphic, it only lasts a few minutes, and there's a whole... there's a whole thing, or there's a whole other story that surrounds what's going on there. I don't think you could go to any court in this country and get any judge to agree to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Cameron. Thanks, man.
I completely agree. Thank you. Love your show.
Thanks.
Good luck, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I get the impression that the movie, this rape scene is pivotal to the plot,
Yeah, it is. Because she's got, in the movie, she grows up in the South. She has an alcoholic father. She has an abusive father and an alcoholic grandmother. And so there's turmoil in the home. Now, the director of this film says that it took her like a bunch of years to get this thing made because of the scene. And numerous film companies asked her to cut it out, but she said that would have been a compromise. But I just love Dakota Fanning's answer. It's a movie. This is called acting.
She's a bright little girl.
Yeah, I don't think you have a 12-year-old like that for a daughter. Smart. Smart as a whip.
Yeah, you know, it's like Jodie Foster. I remember the first movie I ever saw with Jodie Foster. She was like a... I think it was after Taxi Driver. It was called Little Girl Who Lives Down the Lane. Martin Sheen was in it.
I never saw that.
And Sheen played a child molester, and he's trying to seduce her. And she winds up poisoning him with tea at the end of it. And, you know, she was only about 12, 13 years old when she made that. And you could see the intelligence in this girl. Dakota Fanning is the same way. At a very young age, you can see this girl is going to grow up to be a very, very intelligent young woman.
Taxi Driver is a really spooky film, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it, but it's spooky.
Yeah.
It's weird. Is Harvey Keitel as her pimp?
May have been the best thing Scorsese ever did.
Think it was better than Raging Bull?
Yeah.
I had somebody say they couldn't get through Raging Bull because of the violence. You think it's better than The Departed?
I haven't seen The Departed, but I thought Taxi Driver was on my top 10 all-time movies.
Oh, yeah. I used to have the soundtrack to that. Have you ever heard the soundtrack to
it? No.
Oh, I don't know if it's still in print or, you know, if you can still get it. The soundtrack was really eerie. And when I worked nights, I used to play cuts off of it. and it had bits of dialogue in there, including the late Peter Boyle, who was the wizard.
Remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, I got to rent that movie. I haven't seen that film in 20 years, probably.
Oh, don't you wish we could find a theater to go screen that at? That's what we need to do. I keep bringing this up. John Turker produces the show. I've been bringing this up for 2 years, haven't I? We should definitely have, we got the Bluebird or someplace, and have a film night.
Yeah.
And we should rent some classic. Like some really, you know, Oscar-winning classic that we could all go see. What? What, John? John, what are you saying?
I think it's a grand idea, Jay.
No, you don't want to do it, is what she's saying. I don't want to go, because we have different tastes in movies. All right, what do you want? What do you want to rent? You want to rent a Jet Li movie? Is that what you want to get for the screening?
No. I'd be into that, man. Whatever you want to watch. I think you got to get some of the new films out there, though.
No, we need to do a classic. Where everybody knows the lines and stuff.
Only if we go see Fletch.
Pulp Fiction?
Fletch?
Fletch was okay.
Wasn't that Chevy Chase?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I read the novel.
I read the novel, too. It was all right.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction? Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, that was a grim movie. Reservoir Dogs.
Sexy Beast?
Ooh.
I know a bloke. This is a bloke you should know, or whatever it is.
I love that film.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley. He rules.
Ooh.
9:35, 35 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Let's get traffic with Gina.
Watch out for a little debris westbound I-70 just east of Havana. CDOT's getting out there to pick it up, but you want to steer clear for the next few minutes. Getting back to normal, southbound 25 looking much better through the tech center. So a little busy southbound 25 past downtown. And just remember, crews are going to be out again on I-70 both directions between Colfax and E-470 today. Expect minor delays. Weather, sunshine, warm, high of 54, right now fair and 30. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
At any grade and any stage, Sylvan can help strengthen your child's reading skills to help your child become an enthusiast.
Amber Homes has been building quality homes since 1998 with affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Inglewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Stop throwing away money on rent. Picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. And right now you can join John Michael Lyles and Amber Homes for Cruisin' the Lanes charity bowling tournament at Lucky Strike Lanes, February 3rd. Visit AmberHomes.com and click on the Cruise in the Lanes logo to register for this exciting event. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com. Today.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout. And that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
From seemingly nowhere, a train running behind schedule slams into the side of the bus, tearing it in half. It was a typical morning, tragically shattered in an instant. Read the true story of the crossing in the Rocky Mountain News, an exclusive 33-day series that tells of Colorado's worst traffic accident, the 16 surviving children, the driver, and how this tragedy altered their lives forever. Read The Crossing and discover the Rockies' unmatched ability to tell the stories that affect the people of Colorado. Subscribe now for as little as a dollar a week by calling 303-892-NEWS or at RockyMountainNews.com. The Rocky Mountain News, closer to home.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talks. Kind of open phones. We're also kind of talking about this movie Hound Dog with Dakota Fanning, and people are after her because there's a rape scene. Also, the GQ interview with Chuck Hagel. Go look at that online or buy the magazine and check it out, where he talks about how the Bush administration originally wanted that authorization for use against force against Iraq, not to say Iraq. They wanted to say anywhere they wanted to go in the Middle East. Amazing. Here's Rena in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Rena, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fine. How about you?
I was going to save this call for Monday because you complain that nobody calls in on a Monday.
Yeah, everybody's dead. Everybody's dead to the world on Monday morning.
Well, maybe I'll call on a Monday also. I was interested because of Senator Hagel, who I've never been particularly a supporter of and certainly never voted for as a Nebraskan. But I think it's fascinating that he is supporting the Biden amendment, whereas Ben Nelson, our Democratic senator, is a co-sponsor of Dick Lugar's bill that's a little more conservative, I guess, than the Biden one, although I haven't seen as much specificity about that. So it's kind of interesting how Hagel really, on this issue, I think, deserves a lot of praise, a lot of credit, especially compared to somebody like McCain, who, as far as I'm concerned, is a completely crazy person.
Well, he's definitely, you know, he has this reputation of being Mr. Straight Talk, and he has this thing about being St. McCain, where he can do no wrong. But if you saw him last Sunday on Meet the Press,
I did.
I mean, all right, he openly sat there and lied. He lied about a lot of things, and one of the things he lied about was comments that he had made, because he sat there and said that the administration had made, and that people had made, he didn't say the administration, but he said, and I'm paraphrasing him, that people had made these promises about how Iraq would be quick, and that he went on and on about all this stuff. And he made exactly the same pronouncements early on.
Yeah.
So he's not owning up to that. And, yeah, he's a panderer, and he's bad news.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. I wish I thought there was a hope at all that Republicans would pick somebody like Hagel for a presidential candidate, because the thought of McCain as the Republican nominee.
Well,
Hagel's got
to run first, and he hasn't said anything about that.
No, I am aware of that. I also wanted to make one comment about Barack Obama. You your show has been talking about the right. Limbaugh and all of them bashing him for his Muslim father. I'm really surprised that they haven't done the big attack, which is that his mother was an atheist. And that's the ultimate taboo in this country as far as politics are concerned. And that I read in the Time article. I haven't really read very much about Barack Obama. I haven't read either of his books. Plan to one of these days.
Well, you should read his new one. You can't put it down.
Yeah, I I think he's a terrific person. But again, the he was talking about his religion in the Time article with Joe Klein, and he did mention about his mother being an atheist, and of course she was, you know, a scholar and I think had a doctorate degree and an anthropologist. So you know, he's got a lot of bad blood on that side, which I'm sure somebody's going to bring up here at some point. So again, appreciate the show, Jay, and we do hear you here in Western Nebraska, and it's great to have Progressive Talk Radio here.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, and I've always liked Nebraska. Not to be patronizing, I've always enjoyed driving through it, and I like Council Bluffs, and I just like the state. And who knows? You know what? Someday I may end up living there, and I'll help turn it blue.
We're getting a lot of Colorado expatriates up here because it's, people coming here buying, you know, little acreage, putting a house on it, because Front Range Colorado has gotten to be too expensive.
Trouble is, though, it's cold there in the wintertime, and I got to get to a warmer climate.
Hey, same weather you all have, and, you know, when you had 3 feet of snow in December, we only had about a foot here, so.
Oh, well, I take back what I just said.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Rena. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Well, we can do the show from there, right? You'd move out of Highlands Ranch, wouldn't you, Turk?
I'm picking it up and moving to Scottsbluff.
After all, now that your garage door is taking a powder and doesn't work, what's your other problem?
Man,
in the house?
I'll tell you what. When things come, they come in three. So last week, my computer took a header, and my hard drive's all fragged, so I had to basically rebuild that, $200, okay? And then yesterday my wife calls me. She goes to start the minivan, and she turns on the ignition, and all the lights are flashing like a disco ball. The readers aren't reading anything. So that happens yesterday morning. I roll home at about 12:30, and I go in the garage door, and I close it, and then it opens itself back up again, and it wouldn't close. So I'm down a garage, down a computer, and down a car this week.
Man, life in the middle class. Here's Amy in Lakewood. Amy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there, Jay. How are you feeling?
You know, I feel pretty good. I haven't hit the point where you're supposed to hit it, where you're supposed to have like this, you know, unlimited amount of energy. I haven't gotten there yet, but I feel pretty good. And the pants I have on are starting now, slowly but surely, now they're starting to get loose.
Oh, that's great. I bet you feel better.
Yeah, I do. I feel better. Well, let me put it this way. I feel better than I did 4 weeks ago.
Oh, good.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling. I was kind of wanting to respond a little bit to the Dakota Fanning thing. And I had tuned in earlier when you were playing the snippet from Rush Limbaugh about Barack Obama. And as I think is probably apparently obvious after Katrina, is that sadly our nation is still pretty racist, and everybody's up in arms about Dakota Fanning, and you were talking about Jodie Foster and I think Tatum O'Neill. And,
right.
You know, but movies like The Color Purple or Time to Kill, where there's little black girls who are raped or murdered, and, you know, nobody gets up in arms about those film sites.
I remember when The Color Purple came out and the novel by Alice Walker was really big. I remember people being upset about that, but not upset in the same way they are with Dakota Fanning, shocked by the content and shocked that kind of stuff could have gone on. But you're right, there wasn't that rush to, you know, like, take it off, boycott it, that kind of thing. That's true.
Right. So that was my only point. I just think, you know, it's really a shame that people actually turn on Rush and are, you know, swayed by what he has to say. And I think there's a fair amount of people who are swayed by what he has to say. And
do you think we care more about little white kids in this society than we do about African-American and Hispanic kids?
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that.
Like, the JonBenet situation got so much publicity, yet there are African-American kids who, you know, who die or who have or are murdered. I can remember having a couple of times when I was living in Chicago, for instance, and it never got the publicity that JonBenet got. Why?
Well, because they're less valued, sadly. And, you know, and not just the blacks and the Hispanics. I mean, there's, you know, people with disabilities, and, you know, they're just not as important to be concerned about. I mean, that's not what I think.
Yeah, well, I've thought that before. I've thought that before, but I don't have any concrete evidence of it, but I've thought about it, and I'd be interested to see what other people have to say about it, too. Thanks, Amy. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. It's 9:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. And
what's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance. Today.
470 and the turnpike up to speed in both directions for you to and from Boulder. As far as weather goes, sunny and warmer today. Highs will be in the mid-50s, maybe a little cooler outside the city where there's more snow cover. Clear tonight, mid-20s for a low, then tomorrow partly sunny, a little bit cooler. Highs back into the low 40s. Right now it's 38 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great...
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1800. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
800-5701.
You're listening to Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Tonight, 51 on AM 760.
Come on, Jay. It's Devo. You know who it is.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, why don't you play Whip It or something?
Man, this is one of the greatest Devo songs ever.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John Turk Show. All the music that John Turk loves and cherishes, nothing that Jay and John M. care for.
I like Whip It.
I like Devo, too, but, I mean, this guy has not played any of my core stuff this morning. No Stones. No Stones. No Birds. So you get, you know, come on.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Yeah, I never really cared.
I want to hear Sky Saxon and the Seeds and Pushing Too Hard.
Yeah, you guys want to play like some Engelbert Humperdinck or something like that.
Oh, come on. Hey, there's nothing wrong with Engelbert Humperdinck. He's not my all-time favorite, but I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Didn't he do the opera Hansel and Gretel?
Oh, hell if I know. What do you think? Follow his career?
The original of Engelbert.
I've never even seen him in Vegas. What do you ask a question like that for? God almighty. I don't even know anything about Engelbert Humperdinck. What songs did he do? Like The Last Waltz? I don't know. What was it?
I'm trying to figure out why he adopted that name. I mean, the original was some 18th century, you know, Viennese.
That's weird. I mean, I don't know why you would even ask that.
I don't know. It just jumped into my head. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Okay, I suggest
one of those names.
I suggest that head get examined. That's what I suggest. All right, let's go to Rick in Colorado Springs. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay and John. Good morning.
Hi. What's up?
Hey, you know, sadly enough, this Rush Limbaugh thing, this latest thing that he's pulled, it's shocking. It's nasty, but it's not surprising. Look at this guy's history. Late 80s on his television show, Sinead O'Connor did something where she tore up a picture of the Pope, so this guy tears up a picture of Jesse Jackson. And then he does this thing with Donovan McNabb after he was pushed into that job on the NFL, which was a total joke. And now he does this thing with a good man, Barack Obama. This guy is absolutely the poster child for the angry Republican Party and all they stand for. It shouldn't surprise anyone.
Well, yeah, you're right. You know, he appeared on C-SPAN once, too, early in his career, where he, before he started his show, he had a African-American gentleman come in and shine his shoes on camera. And nobody,
what?
Yes, and nobody said.
Oh, yeah.
And I raised hell about it and got lambasted by the conservative audience at the station I was working on. But nobody said a word about it. You're right. We tolerate. You know what? The public tolerates all of this stuff, and they let it all go, and they never say anything. And it's sad. I mean, it's just really sad that the media, that segment of the media is able to get away with that kind of stuff and perform like that. And he's not the only one. I mean, there's a whole bunch of those people that engage in that kind of behavior over there.
Yeah, we have some in Denver, yeah.
Yeah, and nobody ever says anything. Nobody comes forward and goes, well, wait a minute, that's not acceptable. And you know what? They never ask this bottom line question, which a parent put to me once while I was doing this show, and it made a lot of sense to me. I once got mad at a caller. This was early on. And I said something to that caller that was not obscene, that I shouldn't have said. And a guy sent me an email and said, hey, I'm taking my five-year-old to school. If you do it again, I can't let my five-year-old listen to that. And I sent him an email back and said, you know something, you've got a point, you're right, and I won't do it again. And it's like, ask yourself, would you let your kids talk that way around your house?
And sadly enough, a lot of people in Rush Limbaugh's circle and that ilk would say yes. They see nothing wrong with this. But you know what the good thing is? I'm going to cash in on this. I'm a young African-American man, and guess what? My manuscript will be out in May, and I'm going to make a bag of money off the lunacy of these angry men that just blow this stuff out of their pie hole.
Well, what's your book about?
It's going to be about just my life lessons growing up in Kansas and Colorado about the angry white male and his views on sports and politics and affirmative action and Barack Obama. It's going to be a dynamite. You're going to be in there, Jay. I got to let you know because you're one of the few voices of reason in a sea of just covert, overt, nasty, racist views. You blow it out there and you put it out there. And people don't like you for it, but, man, I love you for it. And you're going to be mentioned. I hope I can make your show.
All right, well, send me a copy of it. And you know what? I don't know if I'm a voice of anything. I'm just – I just collect a paycheck. And,
no.
And
come
I come
on,
here,
don't do that.
He's modest.
He is.
I come
John,
here.
When did you show up? When did John show up with you?
He's been on here now for about 2 weeks.
Well, see, we got that filter down here in the southern part of the state where if it's not right-wing rhetoric, we don't hear it. I got to go up on a mountaintop to hear your show, man.
Well, we'll try to pump it up somehow.
All right. Hang in there, brother.
All right. Talk to you, man. See
all right.
Mario, real quick, you got 60 seconds. Take it.
Hello?
Yeah, you got 60 seconds, a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, let me congratulate you for your statement about why the people hate America. But let me complete in some opinion that I have. Also, is how they destroy our country and they come back to this country, all the people as illegal, you know. In my country, for example, we only need beans and rice. We don't need McDonald's, but why they impose the McDonald's to us, you know.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Chile.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's a miracle that you don't hate us because we oversaw the assassination and the brutal murder of Salvador Allende. Mario, I got to run. Call me again sometime.
Hey, I appreciate discussion. You. Keep your work. It's going better. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're out there. Thanks. All right. That's it for this morning. Send me all the hate email you want. It's okay. I'm used to it. And I'll be back tomorrow unless management decides otherwise and wakes up and understands that they've been paying me for nothing and that this whole thing is a huge...
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.